news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken is pressing ahead with efforts to unify Middle East nations in supporting a peaceful political transition in Syria. He met today with Turkey's foreign minister. Meanwhile, the Biden administration believes a deal on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release may be close, as Israel had signaled that it was ready and there were signs of movement from Hamas. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is looking into reports of mysterious drones spotted in New Jersey.
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin.
A watchdog report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI agents were present that day at the Capitol. Nearly half of American teenagers say they're online constantly, despite concerns about the effects of social media and smartphones on their mental health.
That's according to a new report published by the Pew Research Center that surveyed just under 1,400 teens between the ages of 13 and 17. YouTube was the single most popular platform teenagers used. 90% said they watch videos on the site. Nearly three-quarters said they visit YouTube every day. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russia launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine's energy sector today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We need to be realistic about our December diet. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating, right? Inevitably, we'll stuff treats, meats, dishes into our mouths, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But you should be taking Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you shouldn't skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. So one thing I'm going to get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies in capsule form. That's all it is. You're going to love it. Use my discount code Mike G. Sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, plus free shipping and their money back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my discount code Mike G. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 50% off plus free shipping.
Bible. Good morning. It's 6:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County, we have a couple of things already this morning. A wreck overnight about the 3 o'clock hour took down some wires and some poles on Bel Air Road between Joppa Road and Chapel Road in Perry Hall. So we're limited lanes there. Some traffic is getting by, but just a heads up for that. It's going to be a while till they finish that. In Pikesville, they're working on a water main break at Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. And again, some traffic is getting through there. The big problem early is a wreck on the BW Parkway. Appears to be just south of the Capitol Beltway, but a backup already as you're moving south from Greenbelt Road and down towards the Capitol Beltway. 295 is pretty solid right now on the southbound side through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today, 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day, 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's 27 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore is 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby is not among those pardoned by President Joe Biden. Before leaving office last week, City Council President Nick Mosby called on the president to pardon his ex-wife, who is serving a year of home detention for perjury and mortgage fraud. On Thursday, the president commuted the sentences of around 1,500 people and pardoned 39 others convicted of nonviolent crimes. Two more defendants have been sentenced in the murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore for a wedding in 2021. Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest in an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates announced yesterday that Omarion Anderson has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. William Clinton will spend 30 years behind bars. Both men pled guilty in the case. Wednesday, 18-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life with all but 50 years suspended after he was convicted by a jury, and the judge requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. 26-year-old man has been arrested in November for a November 21st murder in Baltimore City. Amir Barnes Henderson was taken into custody November 29th during a burglary investigation. Investigators determined that he was a suspect in the shooting death of 34-year-old Gary Matthews in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. And the sheriff's office says Harford County's overdose rates have been declining by about 40% over the past year. Between January and November of 2023, there were 303 reported overdoses compared to 186 this year. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was... paper stuck together this morning. Pick three was 763. Your pick four, 7484. Next is Stein on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting planbaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big weekend, boy, it's easy for you to say. Big weekend of football coming up, and it's three games in the next 11 days for both the Ravens and the Steelers. A daunting task for both teams. Big picture, though, yesterday from Roquan Smith in the Ravens locker room.
Treat it like the playoffs. Treat it like the playoffs each and every game, each and every play. Treat it like it's your last, because it very well could be, regardless of like how you want to approach it.
The Ravens and the Steelers are in the AFC North. Pittsburgh now leading Baltimore by two games. But again, the big one coming up this weekend for Pittsburgh as well. They take on the Philadelphia Eagles. No touchdowns, no problem apparently last night for the Rams against the Niners.
Stafford going deep downfield, and he's got Nacua to the 16-yard line.
51-yard catch from Puka Nacua. Al Michaels with the call. That set up a field goal in the fourth quarter, and the Rams do beat the Niners last night 12-6 on Thursday Night Football. Caps back in action last night in Columbus.
Dillon with momentum on the crisscross drop there to Protus. Fires! He scores! Alexei Protus with a winner for Washington.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. In fact, Alexei Protus scored both goals for the Caps last night. Charlie Lindgren turned aside 32 shots. Caps over Columbus 2-1, the final. Coming up at 6:35, the Grumpy Lobster Boat Captain gets introduced in Carolina. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The morning.
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome to Friday the 13th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Any superstitions?
Yeah, I should probably be in the studio like 15, 20 seconds earlier and make sure my paper is not stuck together.
All right. 410-922-6680, our number here, 1-800-WCBM-680. Top stories coming up in this hour. The Anne Arundel County Executive has got a unique take on building affordable housing.
I don't buy the argument that we'll solve our housing problems by increasing the supply of luxury homes.
Geraldo Rivera weighs in on Cash Patel.
He's part of the, if not the chairman of the lunatic wing, the Steve Bannon, Alex Jones wing of the MAGA movement.
Yeah.
But once again, our government has lied to us. Our government continues to lie to us. The state-run drive-by media is running breathlessly with this IG report that came out of the FBI yesterday. Ironically, just a day after Christopher Wray resigned.
Yeah. Surprise.
And the Patriot Front group, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
The guys are all dressed in uniforms, marching and stuff in Charlottesville and elsewhere. They disbanded the day before the report came out. Are you a little obvious here? But here we're being told, according to this Inspector General report, that there were indeed confidential human sources on the ground on J6. 26 in total. We're told that 17 of them entered restricted space on the Capitol grounds that day. Three or four of them actually went inside the Capitol that day. None of them, not one of them, was charged or arrested like the rest of the J6ers.
What a surprise.
Now, I don't believe the number is accurate. I think it's much more than that. And they're playing games with the definition. No FBI federal agents were on the ground. Well, again, FBI agents are paid by the agency. They get a pension, the whole nine yards. These confidential human sources are not employees, so they can play fast and loose.
Yeah. They're paid for bringing in information. So they're incentivized to create something that is worth bringing that in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. The Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot blew up in their face. And now the J6 thing is going to blow up in their face. We'll tell you why here in just a second. But this is a flat-out lie. I think there was way more than 26. I think it was closer probably to 200 that day. And hopefully Congress will drill into this. Hopefully President-elect Trump will not let this go. These people need to be held accountable for what they did on Fed-surrection, because it was a Fed-surrection. So a lot of questions here. Why weren't they charged? What was their role and or mission that day?
What information did they bring in?
Yeah, exactly. And the other is that might they be guilty of entrapment, which, by the way, is a legal defense. So if you kept that that issue, that fact, from the defense attorneys for the J6 political prisoners, you're guilty of violating the Brady Law, keeping exculpatory evidence from the defense. Every single one of these cases should be tossed immediately. And we'll see what happens here. We've got a lot of ground to cover, including the Chris Wray, the disgraced FBI director, lying directly to Congress, and Merrick Garland as well.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here he is, the man who just may be employed by the state of Maryland really very, very soon. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Actually, it's the city of Baltimore.
Well, it's the city of Baltimore. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Transit and Traffic Department. Well, it's not Transit and Traffic anymore.
I think his title now is Trans Director.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Every other Wednesday, it'll be fun to watch.
Once again, here he is, Trans Whitaker.
Maybe I'll go with Glenn Burney. Transmissions. Transgenders. That's their, never mind.
Don't drag our sponsors down with you.
Don't tell me what to do. This is my segment. You button it up. The wreck overnight. Took down some. You know, here's a wreck on Bel Air Road. How fast are you going on Bel Air Road? My God, the wreck took out utility poles, wires, all kind of crap going on. Bel Air Road between Joppa Road and Chapel Road. They're letting some traffic get through, but they're going to be a while because you have to reset several poles in that area. The wreck was on the BW Parkway last report, has cleared to the shoulder now, so that's good news. Southbound on the Parkway just inside the Capitol Beltway, so the backup that was back at Greenbelt Road is a little better now through there. Heads up in Pikesville, they're working on a water main break this morning. When it's cold, we're going to get some of these as you're traveling Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Friday the 13th, partly sunny today, 41 overnight, 25 for the low. Tomorrow, only 39 for the high. And, of course, on Sunday, cloudy and 42. Temperatures will warm up on Monday, Tuesday, but we're looking at some rain next week. Right now, clear 28 in Annapolis, 26 in the city. Some one-liner news. President-elect Trump was at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday, ringing the bell, pointing out that Chairman Joe had his bell rung years ago.
Yes. In the first round.
Exactly.
But then he went the full 13.
Time Magazine, honored Trump yesterday as Person of the Year. Trump said, no, I'm not. I'm the Alpha Male of the Year. Okay? Yeah. Don't call me Person. It was interesting the picture they chose. They could have chose the mugshot. They could have chosen the picture of McDonald's, which I think was...
Yeah.
And then, there was, of course, the big one is Fight, Fight, Fight. They would not put that on the cover.
But I thought he looked presidential.
He did. I like the one with the fists. He's sitting down, glaring with the fists.
Yep.
Like, I'm itching for a fight.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to knock you out.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently Mark Zuckerberg gave $1 million towards the Trump inauguration. Sorry, Mark, that's not gonna buy you out of jail, okay?
His new name now is Zuckerberg.
That's right. Zuckerbucks is what it is.
You know? Suck him up.
Yeah, exactly. Elsewhere, again, the... by the way, a time named Joe Biden the Napper of the Year.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, well,
he spent most of the year.
He earned it, man.
Asleep. Apparently, the Trump assassination report is out. Have you heard this? Secret Service agent who actually ran across the Trump would-be assassin shot at him 6 times and missed from 6 feet away. The agent now has been suspended and forced to play Call of Duty for the next 2 weeks.
He will never live that one down. You know, as long as he's in the Secret Service, he will never live that down.
Yeah.
No.
Bill Clinton is asking Trump for a preemptive pardon for what he might do to Hillary. So we'll see if that is honored.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, reportedly disgusted by the NFL so much, that was fueled his decision to join North Carolina as a coach. He said, besides, the NFL cheerleaders are too old.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke turns 99 today. Said he wanted to live just long enough to see Kamala as president. We don't know if that's going to... Well, swing and a miss on that one.
Kamala.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, you see, the White House is issuing a Christmas ornament honoring Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's an ornament of a rabbit attacking Carter.
The boat.
That's nice.
You remember that story?
That's a great story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to, in the interest of relentless pursuit of the truth here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Yesterday, one of our members here was openly lobbying for a city gig.
Yeah.
On Facebook, our very own Chuck Whitaker was suggesting that he should head up the Department of Transportation in Baltimore City because their director resigned. Now, I know there's an interim director, but Chuck would like to be considered for the full-time Department of Transportation. Now, I understand it's big bucks. That's number one.
Yeah, true.
And we did get a look at some of the other provisions in the contract, one of which was a year's supply of lake trout.
Yes.
So,
Lake Trout. Where'd they get that from? Lake Montebello?
Yes. How did you know? Seriously, what does a director of transportation do in the city of Baltimore?
Remember, you may not be old enough to know, but when I went to work for Transit and Traffic in 1967, it was right after Henry Barnes, who created the crosswalks downtown, when downtown was the big shopping area,
right.
He created this thing called the Barnes Dance, which meant all the pedestrian walkway things all went to walk at the same time.
Okay.
So that way they cleared the sidewalks. People didn't have to wait. So they called that the Barnes Dance. He was a genius in what to do with traffic engineering. And I went there as a kid right after that, right out of high school.
So he was your mentor. You tutored under Mr. Barnes.
Yes.
So what would the Whitaker Dance look like if you were the Department of Transportation or the Trans Director, as the position is now being called?
First off, we would go out on the JFX, and we would fix the camera at North Avenue. We would fix the camera at Northern Parkway. We would take down the speed cameras, get the hell out of here with those. We would go from there. Then we would get with the Department of Public Works, and we would clean every alley in the city where the fire department can't get into the alley because of trash to fight fire.
Wasn't that a DPW job?
But it's in conjunction with traffic that has to get through different
cities. So you would then like to be the director of both departments, DOT and DPW. You do.
Yes.
You'd like to be the Baltimore City ruler, not necessarily.
I want to have the Don Schaefer deal.
Do it now.
Yes. When he used to ride around in his car, and I was in the communications room, he would say, I just ran up on something here. Make a note of this. And then get it done today.
Right.
And let me know why if it's not done today.
No, that's one thing he did do. He got things done.
Right.
In a timely manner. Okay. So, again, well, we wish you all the best. Now, would you be able to keep your morning gig here on the morning drive?
That would be part of the codicil that I have to be on the air
now,
till 9.
What would happen, though, because you have to live in, if you work for the city, you have to live in the city. Is that going to clear the deal?
I do not. That would be another codicil.
Oh, I see.
I would be flown in 1 day a week.
So, right now, the codicils we're having are a private jet 1 day a week and a year supply of lake trout. Any other demands?
No, $250,000 a year cash.
Oh, I see. Cash. Yeah.
Up front.
Small unmarked bills.
Yes. Tens and fives would be preferred.
And personal use of Foxtrot. I understand that's also on the table.
Yeah, I got to get to the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Certainly, yeah.
Just a quick update.
Yes, sir.
Broken down vehicle just cleared. It was on the ramp, 95 South, onto Russell Street. They're just clearing it now, so the backup there is going to clear very quickly.
Sounds good. Best of luck to Chuck. We wish you all the best on that.
Thank you, all my constituents.
On that position, Trans Johnson, as he is known now. 621, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Kesey and Elliott.
The Temptations. Four Tops, Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at V6.com and the Lyric Box Office.
Looking to sell your home? Want to get top dollar? Hi, this is Vinny Stio with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Get multiple cash offers in minutes. Go to VinnyStio.com, type in your address, and start packing. Visit VinnyStio.com. That's VinnyStio.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So time and time again, we watch Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland go before our congressional committees and basically
lie to us.
Obfuscate, obstruct regarding confidential human sources, which are really paid spies. They're paid informants, paid spies. Yeah. And sometimes there are agents that infiltrate, like Proud Boys so on and so forth. So the big question is, was Ray Epps a confidential human source?
Fair question.
The man that was there egging things on, urging people to storm the Capitol. You know, tomorrow we got to storm the Capitol. That's what he said the day before. Was he a paid informant? Was he a confidential human source? Because he was never charged.
No.
Eventually he was. They eventually did bring some stupid charge and they cut a plea deal. He never saw the inside of the D.C. gulag. Jake Lang did the other day. All right, so we're going to get to some of that congressional testimony, get your calls and comments as well. Do you believe the government report there was only 26 confidential human sources at the Fed's direction that day? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Baby can drive my car, 623 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The area just around the topside beltway at 83 with the lanes open. 795 on the west side as you move into the beltway. Looks like the lanes are clear. The pace is still not too bad right now. Moving south from 795 down through Frederick Road. Again, that broken down vehicle was there just temporarily on the ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street. That ramp is moving once again. Heads up in Perry Hall. They're working on a wreck from overnight. Some wires, utility poles down, some limited lanes on Bel Air Road between Joppa Road and Chapel Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast for your Friday and your weekend. Going to be cold, partly sunny today, dry 41, 23 tonight in the suburbs. Tomorrow, it'll be 39, cloudy and 42 on Sunday. Rain could return by next week. Right now, cloudy 23 in Forest Hill, 27 in Glen Burnie. Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz grilling Christopher Wray previously on these confidential human sources before her committee.
Did you have confidential human sources? I think you never answered that question on January 6th in the Capitol. Did you have some?
I'm sorry, what's the
confidential human sources. Did you have them on January 6th in the Capitol?
Well, again, I'm never going to be getting into when and where we have or have not used confidential human sources. But
are you willing to stand the record that you had no confidential human sources that went into Capitol on January 6th?
As I've said consistently, I'm not going to get into where we have or have not used confidential human sources. I can tell you that if you are asking if the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources or agents, the answer is no.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked, so did you investigate?
Yeah, so maybe he wasn't using them, but somebody in the Bureau was using them, directing this Fed's direction. And again, Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins grilled him as well before that committee.
Does the FBI have confidential human sources? Did the FBI have confidential human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters? On January 6th of 2021.
Well, Congressman, as I'm sure you can appreciate, I have to be very careful about what I can say about when.
Even now, because that's what you told us 2 years ago.
May I finish? About when we do and do not, and where we have and have not used confidential human sources. But to the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I have to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people no? We did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Wray,
confidential
gentleman's
human
time has expired.
Yeah, well, Benny, your time is about to expire. Here's the deal. Remember, it was Clay Higgins who discovered the ghost buses.
Yeah.
Remember the nondescript white ghost buses that were bringing in the feds that day, the confidential human sources? So somebody was directing this operation. Congressman Tom Massey had Merrick Garland on the hot seat before Congress.
Okay, I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have that there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
On that video, that was your answer to a question to me 2 years ago when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we now found out, and I still don't believe the number. I think the number is way on the low side here. I think Benny Thompson, the chairman of the J6 committee, might be a tad worried about the incoming president-elect Donald J. Trump.
And Congressman, apparently the White House is discussing preemptive pardons for people who may be targeted by Trump when he gets back in office. Do you want the president to offer some kind of pardon to you? As strange as it is to ask that question, I'm just wondering what you think.
Well, you know, the president, it's his prerogative. If he offers it to me or other members of the committee, I would accept it, but it's his choice. I thank the staff of the committee who did a wonderful job. I thank the witnesses who were primarily Republicans, did a great job under oath. We were not found to have perjured themselves or anything like that. There's nothing in the record that's not already on point. We've had 2 years of review by Republican chairpersons. They found nothing wrong.
Yeah, well, then why would you want a pardon then? If you've done nothing wrong, if you're innocent, why would you accept a pardon from Joe Biden? Remember, the feds set it up. The feds started it by firing into the crowd that day, and the feds have covered it up. That is the truth. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore's DPW is proposing increases in the city's water and sewer rates. DPW says that increases are needed to maintain the financial stability of the city's aging water and wastewater system and support investments needed to meet federal and state standards. Officials expected to present their proposal to the Board of Estimates on December 18th. There could be a vote on January 22nd. The chaplain of the U.S. Senate expected to recover after having had a medical emergency. A social media post from the office of the chaplain notes that Dr. Barry C. Black suffered a subdural hematoma earlier this week and was hospitalized under the care of the U.S. Capitol physicians. A post has asked for prayers for the chaplain, his family, and the chaplain's office. The 76-year-old has served as the Senate chaplain since 2003. Former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, nope, not among those pardoned by the president. Before leaving office last week, City Council President Nick Mosby had called on President Biden to pardon his ex-wife, who was serving a year of home detention for perjury and mortgage fraud. Yesterday, the president commuted the sentences of around 1,500 people and pardoned 39 others convicted of nonviolent crimes. And two more defendants have been sentenced in the murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore for a wedding in 2021. Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest in an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates announced Thursday that the Omarion Anderson had been sentenced to 25 years in prison, and William Clinton, will spend 30 years behind bars. One presumes it's a different William Clinton. Both men pled guilty in their cases. On Wednesday, 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life with all but 50 years suspended after he was convicted by a jury and the judge requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. It's 6:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick 3 Lottery, 763. Pick 4, 7484. And now it's 633. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Some slowing is developing now as a report of an accident. I-95 southbound. This might be the second one this morning. Had a wreck about 5:30 at 216. And now a new report just in the last couple of minutes. And again, brake lights now showing up right here at Route 32. So if you're heading south through Howard County after 175 and you get down to Route 32, the brake lights are going to begin there. Let me just look at the camera after. after that, see what we look like. Yeah, it's not bad after 216, so it's right in that area before 216. But there's a lot of traffic south, and they are backed up right now towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today, 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day, 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, owner at Blindster.com. And right now, we're offering up to 45% off all our custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters during our extended Cyber Week sale. Don't miss out on some incredible deals. But hurry, sale ends December 16th. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, it's December football in Baltimore. The Ravens are 8-5, coming off a bye, two games behind the Steelers in the AFC North. There are four games left to play. The lowly Giants this week. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
The big picture is all hands on deck. We're focused toward playing our best game so far on Sunday. We're going to need to do that, and that's what we're training and preparing to do. We have a plan, you know, for the three-game stretch.
Giants are 2-11. Safety Kyle Hamilton says, so what?
You know, those guys play in the NFL too, and they got a lot of talent over there. And I mean, we lost to the Raiders, who are 2-10 right now, so you can't really go into a game thinking that you got to go play every single game. So I think we have that mindset, and we're locked in on the Giants.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson is locked in as well.
Just focus on our side. You know, we can't worry about the outside noise. We never can worry about the outside noise because, like I always say, you know, it's another NFL team we're playing, no matter the record.
Four nights after the Rams won the highest scoring game in the NFL this season, the Rams won the only game of the year that didn't have a touchdown. Four field goals last night to beat the Niners 12-6 was the final. On the ice last night in Columbus, the Caps were back at it.
With momentum on the crisscross drop there to Protas. Fires! He scores! Alexei Protas with a winner for Washington.
Alexei Protas had both of the goals for Washington last night. 2-1 the final. Joe Beninati with the call. The Caps now lead the Metro Division by 1 point over the Devils. Greatest rivalry in college sports continues. It's America's game this Saturday in Landover. Army-Navy at Northwest Field. Game time will be 3 p.m. The AP Player of the Year has been named in college football, and it's Colorado two-way player Travis Hunter. Boise State running back Ashton Gentry, who's on the verge of breaking Barry Sanders' all-time record, finished second. And finally, yesterday, the introduction for Bill Belichick down in North Carolina. Here's the chancellor of the university with plaudits for Belichick.
We've been playing football at Carolina since 1888. And I suspect that in those 136 years, there are a few days that have been as auspicious as this one. I've said many times that we want to be the best public university in the United States, and that means excellence in everything that we do.
And we'll hear from Belichick a little bit later on at 7:30 this morning. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is the real estate market depressed or what?
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Okay, so here's a problem for the rich people. You ready? Michael Jordan, right? You know Michael Jordan. Listed his estate in Highland Park.
The actor or the basketball player?
Both of them.
Okay.
This is about both of them.
Okay.
Listed his estate in Highland Park on Chicago's north side for $29 million over a decade ago.
Okay.
It sold on Tuesday for $9 million.
Wow.
Yeah, and here's what you get for $9 million. 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms. NBA, you get 56,000 square feet, a regulation-size basketball gym, a putting green, a tennis court, a cigar room, an infinity pool, all for $9.5 million.
And a lot of underwear.
You do.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
That's right.
There's a whole closet of underwear and shoes.
And who does it belong to?
Who bought it?
Michael Jordan bought it?
No,
Michael Jordan?
No, that was Michael Jordan's house. He sold it.
Okay.
Right. We don't know who bought it.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Right. But anyway, my point is, he put it on the market for $29 million. It went for $9 million.
Oh, see, I was asking about Michael Jordan, the actor in Creed.
No, 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 not him.
Okay.
This is Michael Jordan, yeah. The basketball player.
We are confused. Otherwise, we would have both nailed it.
Yeah,
You guys easily get
so
confused.
So basically, you didn't give us enough information to go by, Gary.
So I botched it.
Yeah, you just said Michael Jordan. We all know Michael Jordan. And there could be four or five Michael Jordans.
Creed, yeah.
A little specificity would help.
Really, that would help.
This is sports.
Michael Jordan was in sports movies.
Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player in the history of basketball.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's the other Michael Jordan. I say, all right, got it. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. I'm talking about the real estate market here. 29 million to 9 million. All right, you know what? Let's start all over again at 7 o'clock. How about that?
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to the morning. We are maddening sometimes. Yeah. You can just take a look at his face.
That's one word for it.
And here I just gave him a really nice holiday gift and everything. Wow. Yeah. Continuing criticism is coming in on Donald Trump's nominees or his various cabinet positions. Akash Patel taking fire yesterday over at CNN. There's this new guy over there now, a guy named Jerry Rivers. I guess he's going by a TV name, Geraldo Rivera. But Geraldo, who, yeah, he's no longer at Fox, he's over at CNN. He's still working, though. Good for him. Says that he's never met Akash Patel, but now let me say all these horrible things about him.
There's this language that is dangerous just as a rhetorical device. To say of Christopher Wray, quote, he invaded my home. I'm suing the country over it. He invaded Mar-a-Lago. That's not what happened. The FBI went to Trump privately a dozen times to try to regain control of national defense information. To accuse Christopher Wray of, again, quote, invading my home is a dangerous lie.
Is Geraldo identifying as a woman now?
As Nicole Wallace, actually, yes. It was my fault entirely. As Nicole Wallace saying that, after all, that Christopher Wray, who just retired, he didn't really invade his home, although they showed up there in the middle of the night wearing flak jackets and a heavy presence. That's not an invasion, apparently. That's just they're early for afternoon tea. Here, though, is Geraldo Rivera.
I don't know a lot about Akash Patel. I've never met him as far as I know. All I know is that he seems to me, from what I read and what I see and hear, is that he's part of the, if not the chairman of, the lunatic wing, the Steve Bannon, Alex Jones wing of the MAGA movement.
I've never met him. I don't know too much about him, but apparently, he's this horrible person. He had no qualms whatsoever about making sure people knew. He had no idea who the guy was, didn't know much about him, except he's the leader of the MAGA.
Yeah, except he was able to, along with Devin Nunes, make sure that they blew the lid off the case with the Russia, dirty dossier. Because without Cash and Devin Nunes, they probably would have railroaded Trump right out of town.
Precisely.
So I need more lunatics like Cash.
Yeah, but Rivera says, but let me tell you the real hero in this FBI saga is, yeah, you got it, folks. It's going to be Christopher Wray.
If you're looking for an objective, professional, resurrector, savior of the FBI,
what?
You better not hold your breath waiting for Akash Patel to deliver. The FBI got too political. I think the FBI needs a cleansing, and I think Christopher Wray was heroic in stepping down. But I also think that the Bureau does need some profound introspection.
He was heroic stepping down.
This man, speaking of lunatics and morons, Geraldo says it's in need of cleansing, but the guy who was in charge of it over the last 3-4 years, right. he's okay. He was heroic.
He was heroic by stepping down.
He didn't need it. He's part of the cleansing. So just so you know.
It's just amazing. Now, as you may know, Pete Hegseth had another attack launched against him in the last 48 hours or so. Well, that was, he never applied to West Point. He never is accepted. And of course, he says, yeah, here's my letter of acceptance right here, sport. But then he began to walk away from reporters yesterday, and one of them said, but you got to answer these charges from CNN. We'll give you his response coming up in a minute. First, though, at 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Brake lights, 95 south and Route 32, Howard County. There is a wreck that was crowding the right lane closer to 216. So, again, heads up if you're going south on 95 after 175. It's going through Annapolis right now. Beautiful sunrise right there. Ooh, very nice. Going east Bay Bridge, going over to Kent Island. Just gorgeous right now. So, that's really nice. Very lovely.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a colon cleansing, too. I'll tell you.
That comes with the DOT gig, by the way.
Weekly.
I figured that.
Complimentary colon cleansing.
Daily. Yes. First thing in the morning.
We'll go to the Lock Raven infiltration plant and get that done. Yeah, on the Beltway. On the west side, still running okay at Liberty Road. Even the Parkville side, not too bad right now, but filling in towards Hartford Road. And we're okay. We're busy, but the lanes are open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Now, let's not talk about tubes right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny and dry, cold, 41, 23 for the low tonight, and tomorrow 39, pretty much the same on Sunday, but starts to warm up, maybe some rain next week. Right now it's 26 and 7, 25 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bob Johnson.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Other than that, though.
Yes. Wendy's offering 12 days of online BOGO deals through Sunday, December 22nd. 12 days of buy one, get one free online through the Wendy's app and on their website as well. So you don't need the app, Chuck. You can just go to the website. KFC is offering free two-piece chicken deal with a $10 purchase, either through the website or the app. Elsewhere, of course, there are all sorts of deals for December. Jack in the Box putting together a $5 big deal breakfast meal. Little Caesars offering a $9.49 stuffed crazy crust pizza deal. You can stuff it with pepperoni or extra cheese for $9.49.
Or crazy people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Popeyes is bringing back three for $5 fried chicken deal. It's back up over a limited time. You can do it in-restaurant and online, either one. Mm-hmm. So there's your in-restaurant deal. What is your favorite Christmas comfort food that you have at Christmas time?
I forget what they're called. It's a German cookie. It's a little round cookie with powdered sugar on it. It's I think it's like almond or something in the inside. I cannot remember what they're called. But those.
So you go right to the cookies.
I go right to the cookies.
Right to the cookies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck?
I like the shortbread cookies.
I like the shortbread cookies? Yeah, they're good as well. Do you like gingerbread?
Yes.
Yeah. I had some gingerbread cookies yesterday. They were delicious. Did you ever eat the gingerbread house? I did once and got in a heap of trouble.
I ate the living room one time.
Mother made a gingerbread house. She put it on display for we had company coming over, and one of the guests noticed, hey, somebody took a bite out of your gingerbread house.
Well, same thing happened with Chuck, but of course, that was at Hutzler's in the food department. They had a problem with that for some reason, Chuck. I don't know, man.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. I have an update
to the point where they left the sign up there, please do not leave food unattended.
Yes. Traffic update, please.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Getting away from this frivolity. First, I have two things to say. First off, there's a traffic drag again.
Kind of
northbound 95 after Joppa Road, going up through the construction area at Mountain Road. They're doing this every day now. They just stopped the traffic to let this construction get out of there. So it's already a backup towards White Marsh. And before you thought I was illiterate, I know it's a filtration plant and not infiltration plant. The guy I used to work with used to call it that.
I see.
You know, the water plant. He said, infiltration plant.
You know, we'll buy that.
Yeah. Okay. We may still think the earlier.
I think the reason why he's applying for the director of transportation is because of the traffic drag.
Yeah.
I heard that was every other Friday.
Yeah. Isn't that usually through Hamden right around about this time of year?
I thought it was more like Wyman Park. But what the hell do I know?
Exactly. Robin in Fells Point knows the name of Bruce's Cookies. Good morning, Robin.
Robin, good morning.
Good morning. I just bought some. Pfeffernuss.
Pfeffernuss, yeah. Some of them have anise, which I'm not as fond of, but
which is licorice.
They're very, very good, and I just bought some, and I have them every year. It's a big tradition.
That's great.
They sound delicious. I don't think I've ever had one, but I'll have to try one now.
Well, Robin's going to bring them in later on this morning. Right, Robin? You're on the way here now?
I will bring you something. I have something for Chuck.
Oh! Okay, well, there are a lot of people that do. It does involve serving papers.
Is it legal in three states?
I use those points. And I have something that I think he would appreciate because of what he drinks.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna
I thought you were going to say you had some of Bertha's original muscles.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was right after that.
She passed away about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Could I guess, Robin, is that a very large straw? Is that what you have for Chuck? Because what he drinks?
No, they're kind of wee, but... they go along with what he drinks.
Okay,
very good.
I'll stop out.
Okay, make sure you call by ahead of time so we can meet you. Thanks, Robin. Merry Christmas.
Somebody also sent me a bullet in the mail yesterday. I'm surprised it got through.
Yes, yeah.
An actual round. A bullet? Yeah,
well, a big bullet.
No, it's not a bullet, Chuck. The top comes off. It's a water cooler. It's a big one. Yeah,
I know. But when I opened the box, I almost ran.
Yeah. It's actually
especially when you knew it was from Bruce.
I said it was ticking, as you know.
Right.
It's inscribed especially for Chuck. I forget exactly what it said, Chuck. What does it characterize you as?
The okayest golfer.
The okayest golfer.
The number one okayest golfer.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But it's in the shape of a bullet.
Yes.
Well, it's for all the great shots you make.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You had a lot of great shots.
It was a compliment, and you took it the other way. But that's all right.
I didn't take it anywhere, Mr. Casey. You threw that in there. Fake news once again.
Yeah, Chuck, just so you know, I gave something to Sean this morning as well, because he won't call the Washington Commanders, he calls them the Redskins. I came across an old set of Redskins carving knives, the steak knives. So I gave him that. Just think of them as shivs.
Right.
Yes. Well, they are going to be the Redskins again.
Don't know if that's going to... I think they're going to use the old logo, but it doesn't look like the old name's coming back. But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. All right, Chuck, got to run. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And up next, what are Stuart Pittman's reason for not wanting to build certain homes in certain areas?
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
That's right.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
What's your favorite Christmas song? Mine is Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, I would think
that
so.
That is my all-time favorite. I think it is one of those beautiful Christmas songs ever written or performed.
Yeah. I think that as far as the more traditional religious, as far as the contemporary ones, I would think I'll Be Home for Christmas. I really like that.
Yeah, good stuff. There's a lot of good. Yeah. Like, we were talking about my wife and I were listening on our way out to babysit the grandkids yesterday. We were just listening to Prime Country, and they had all the Christmas songs from some of the classic country music stars of yesteryear. And no matter who sings them, no matter you know what format or category it's in, whether it's classical or country or pop or whatever, it's just they're beautiful songs. And it really gets you in a good holiday spirit.
Yeah.
So. 6:52, 8 minutes now, before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive. Coming up a little bit later on in the show today, we're going to be talking with just an incredible group, Luke's Wings. This is a group, and it's sponsored by a local automotive dealership, Home for the Holidays program for the heroes, how they sponsor trips for our veterans and for our heroes, and they're able to return home, and they donate flying air miles and so on and so forth. It's just an incredible thing to do. So we'll talk with them a little bit later on.
Oh, great.
In the show this morning, about right after the 8:30 news. Hopefully you'll stick around for that. Coming up at the top of the hour, the drone mystery has deepened. The Biden regime is auctioning off parts of the border wall, but has a funny ending to it. And the border czar, Tom Holman, has gone all over the Chicago Democrats. This is one you're going to want to hear.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, the world's best number one okayest golfer, Chuck Whitaker.
95 northbound is slow after White Marsh going out to Harford County. It's that rolling roadblock again and this traffic drag that they do in the construction area. Why? At 7 o'clock in the morning, especially on a Friday with all this weekend traffic coming north. But you're backed up. Eventually now they will let this go, and we'll see that happen once they get up into the area at Mountain Road in Harford County. But already a delay. If you want to go around it very quickly, you have Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road running parallel to the interstate out to Mountain Road, and then you're on your move once again. Once they release it, it should clear pretty quickly, but right now it's a big pain in the neck, which is sometimes 3 feet further down, but right now it's a big delay on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be a partly sunny, dry, and cold day today. 41 the expected high, down to 23 for the low in the suburbs, maybe 26 downtown tonight. Right now it is mostly cloudy, 25 in Middle River, 25 in Ellicott City. The Anne Arundel County executive, he's the one that will not cooperate with ICE. He is also a former Obama community organizer. Yeah. In his 2025 State of the County address, Stu Pittman, basically, and he put this on his website, and the statement was called, the address was called Healing Wounds, Building Trust. And here is what he has to say about the affordable housing and the housing they're going to build in Anne Arundel County going into the future. And it just, we'll play the clip and then we'll discuss what the ramifications and consequences could be. Once again, Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman.
I don't buy the argument that we'll solve our housing problems by increasing the supply of luxury homes. Those will be purchased by wealthy people from all across the Mid-Atlantic region who don't do the essential jobs that make our county thrive. Our next housing initiatives must be targeted to our essential workers.
All right, so there's so much to unpack here. One is, first off, you're not in the private contracting business, okay? Yeah. You don't build anything, Stuart.
Correct.
There are contractors and developers and so on and so forth. Now, what they want to do is they want to interfere with those contractors and developers, mm-hmm. and want to say that out of X amount of homes, you have to set aside X amount or percentage for affordable housing. Please, and again, they never define affordable. Like, they never define what your fair share should be.
Correct.
No, they always leave it open-ended.
Because there's got to be more.
Yeah. So, now look, if you already have a nice home, let's say on the Severn, on the Magothy, or whatever, you're okay. But for people that want to, you know, again, and there's a lot of people that are in these homes, and he says they're not essential. They don't provide essential services. We need to build more homes for our essential workers.
Wait a minute.
What message are you sending?
They're employers.
Yeah.
They're the people who hire us. Good heavens.
They're doctors. They're lawyers. They're architects and engineers and
builders
and scientists and so on and so forth. Just because they're not at the lower end of the income scale, and I'm not dissing the essential workers that do the grunt work of the county, which is much needed and much appreciated. But stop with this class warfare. It's constant. Basically, what Stuart Pittman wants to do, he wants to turn Anne Arundel County into Baltimore City and become a Democrat enclave for years to come.
It's worked so well for Baltimore City as far as the quality of life for city residents. I can't see why it would possibly fail.
And this is what he defines as healing wounds. He's creating wounds. He's opening wounds. He's pitting one class against the other. You know, when I see a million-dollar home, and I've got some up in the Reisterstown area that I drive by all the time, I say, boy, it'd be nice, and that's something I can ascribe to. I can shoot for one day. That's the American dream. But, you know, you strive for what you can do. You do the best you can do. And this is the land of opportunity, and he wants to squash that like a bug. He wants to remove all opportunity and those dreams for a lot of people living in Anne Arundel County. Why? So he can create more Section 8, quote unquote, affordable housing for Anne Arundel County so that he can turn into a Democrat kingdom for the next 30, 40, 50 years.
Well, I'm sure, again, since he is not the contractor, since he's not the one who's investing his money or the taxpayers' money in this, what voice should he have in this entire process?
You know, I remember a day when Anne Arundel County, going back to the previous county executives, and even the Democrats were like old school Democrats that got in as county execs. But there was a day when they were common sense. It was a Republican-dominated county. But now, through this kind of stuff, these kinds of actions, we've watched now as Anne Arundel County has slowly morphed into a Democrat stronghold. And it's sad that we don't have more opposition. I blame a couple things. I blame Lockdown Larry for number one. And I blame the Maryland GOP. I'm not saying current, but a previous. Again, there was a lot of infighting within the Anne Arundel County GOP. We need to have a strong opposition force in the state of Maryland. Right now, we do not have it.
Okay, again, my solution to this, whenever I hear a county executive have this kind of blather, is, all right, this is a great idea. Let's start, though, by putting Section 8 housing next to your home.
Right.
Right, and we'll wait 2 years, see how it works, and if it works, fine. Yeah. Then we can talk about expanding the program.
What's affordable housing in your neighborhood?
Next to your neighborhood, so that you and all your neighbors can see their home prices drop in value. Yeah. And we'll see how that works for you. If you're happy with that in 24 months, check back.
Do as I say, not as I do. Coming up, Morning Drive, best of each and every day, WCBM.com on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And don't forget, up next, the drone mystery is getting more curiouser by the minute.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A government watchdog is out with findings about FBI intelligence and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot.
The report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6th, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day, and none of the Bureau's informants were cleared to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Weather conditions in Southern California have improved enough to cancel red flag warnings and lift some wildfire evacuation orders. More than 3,700 residents have returned to their Malibu homes, although some mandatory evacuations remain in place. As of last night, the Franklin fire was about 20% contained. The White House is pointing to hopeful signs in efforts to reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Israel's recent ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon has eased the path toward a possible deal in the Israel-Hamas war.
Hamas's posture at the negotiating table did adapt following the announcement of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Blinken held more talks in the Mideast today about supporting a peaceful political transition in Syria after the fall of the Assad regime last weekend. There are media reports this morning that prosecutors are presenting evidence to a New York grand jury in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, Relief.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist? Huh,
you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty
right.
Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
5:703 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Friday morning. Getaway day for a lot of folks. Traffic and weather on the threes. And how's your getaway going? Chuck Whitaker.
Well, if your getaway is going north on 95, it's improving now. The traffic drag has been released that was northbound after White Marsh Boulevard at the bridge at Joppa Road. They held traffic for about 15 minutes in there. It's now moving. We can see the traffic up at Mountain Road in Harford County. The backup, which went back to the Callington Avenue Bridge, is now dissipating, so we should be okay. But they may come back in again. They've been working up around Route 24, so we'll check on that later on. They're working on an accident from overnight, took down some wires in Perry Hall. Bel Air Road still affected between Joppa Road and Chapel Road. There's a water main break in Pikesville. Be careful there at Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today. 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day. 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Edgewater has 21 degrees. Bel Air has 27. Dundalk also 27 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. Good morning. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby is not among those pardoned by President Joe Biden. Before leaving office last week, City Council President Nick Mosby, her ex, called on the president to pardon his ex-wife, who was serving a year of home detention for perjury and mortgage fraud. Two more defendants have been sentenced in the murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore for a wedding back in 2021. Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates announced Thursday that Omarion Anderson has been sentenced to 25 years in prison, and William Clinton will spend 30 years behind bars. Both men pled guilty in the case. On Wednesday, 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life with all but 50 years suspended after he was convicted by a jury, and the judge requested that he be sent to the Patuxent Youth Program. A 26-year-old man has been arrested for the November 21st murder in Baltimore City. Amir Barnes Henderson was taken into custody November 29th during a burglary investigation, and investigators determined that he was a suspect in the shooting death of 34-year-old Gary Matthews in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. Barnes Henderson remains at central booking on charges of first and second degree murder. Pick 3 lottery, 763. Your pick 4, 7484. And now it's 7:05. It's time for Stein on Sports.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Turnovers critical in the NFL, and that's one of the areas where the Ravens' defense has lagged this year. Only 5 teams in the league have forced less. But cornerback Brandon Stevens says you can't force them to make them.
Yeah, I think, you never want to just chase plays, you know what I mean? I think we just have to continue to, you know, play our style, and when the ball shows up, I think we have to just take advantage of our opportunities, you know?
Army-Navy on Saturday. It's America's game in Landover, Maryland. Army head coach Jeff Munkin, cousin of Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Munkin, trying to describe what this game is like.
This game rolls around each year, and we have an opportunity to talk about this rivalry and talk about this game and just what it's like. It is almost indescribable, just the intensity on each play of this.
Caps big overtime win last night in Columbus, Ohio. It was Alexi Protas with the game.
Dillon with momentum on the crisscross drop there to Protas. Fires! He scores! Alexi Protas with a winner for Washington.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Charlie Lindgren had 32 saves in the game.
Our division, as we know, is really tough. So being able to get 2 points against a divisional opponent, we'll take that all day.
Coming up at 7:35, could Corbin Burns return to Baltimore? And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you would like to join the debate and discussion on the topics this morning, you can do so easily at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The email address is themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and here are your top stories of this hour.
Well, it's been said that Tom Holman is not exactly shy with his words.
Chicago's in trouble because your mayor sucks and your governor sucks.
You know, just don't sugarcoat it, Tom.
Really, Tom?
In an act of spite, Chairman Joe is selling off parts to Trump's border wall.
Means business, and President Trump means business. And I don't know if you heard the latest today, Laura, but Joe Biden is now hauling off the border wall that's been lying down for years, and he wants to auction it off, starting at $5 a piece. Message to the White House right now. I will bid on all of that wall, and we will buy it in Texas, and we will give it to Donald Trump.
There you go. So there is, you know, turnabout fair play.
Yeah.
So, Joe, if you could be a jerk, we could be a jerk right back at you. Well, we've been following this story now for about a week or so. The number of drones that are over the skies, particularly in New Jersey. You know, this is where Donald Trump has a golf course, where he is part of the time. And some of these drones, they're not the small hobbyist drones. These things are the size of an SUV. I mean, they're massive. They're huge. You remember this from Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey when he talked about some of the constituents he spoke with and some of what he personally experienced?
So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility. Then last night we had a number of other people there, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them.
Yeah, think about how that would feel if you're in that boat, by the way. Jeff Van Drew said he had been told by rather authoritative individuals exactly what was going on.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off, I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly.
So they have launched these drones from an Iranian mothership that's off the coast, is what Van Drew said yesterday. Well, John Kirby at the White House took to the podium yesterday and had some comments on what others have actually seen, observed, and experienced. You'll hear from John Kirby coming up later on this half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But basically, once again, remember that movie from last year, Don't Look Up? That's basically the message from John Kirby. Now, just ignore what you're seeing. Don't look up. Just move on forward. Nothing to see here, folks. Everybody's just fine. There are no drones in the sky above you. Don't look up. It's amazing what this guy has to say. You'll hear it coming up. 7:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Brake lights now. 895 beginning really right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. It's moving into the tunnel. We just took a live shot there, and traffic is actually going into the tunnel. But it's a little bit slow from O'Donnell Street. 95, there was a minor wreck right at the end of the ramp from Eastern Avenue onto I-95. The ramp was a little bit crowded, but the main line of the interstate on 95 still okay going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and it looks like we're still clear for the early ride at the junction at 95 Russell Street and 395 right there at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, probably sunny, dry, and cold today. 41, the expected high down to 23 tonight. Pretty much the same for all weekend. It starts to warm up next week, but some rain chance returns as well. Cloudy 26 in Dundalk, and it is 30 under partly cloudy skies in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
A great day for President-elect Trump yesterday. His overall favorability rating is positive for the first time ever. They've been rating this for President Trump, either in the first term or now.
Cool.
So overall, it's positive. Yesterday, he got to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. It's like throwing out the pitch, first pitch of the World Series. It is a big deal in New York. He was surrounded by the First Lady, Ivanka Trump. Tiffany Trump was there, as well as some other Trumpsters. And he was greeted very warmly. Chants of USA broke out from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And it just seems to me that everybody there. Everybody was glad to see him. Even Jim Cramer, who can be a little cranky at times, who did an interview with Donald Trump. And he said he's again, this is the most pro-growth, pro-in business, pro-economic president probably in the history of the United States. So he's going to get things turned around, that is for sure. Time Magazine continues with his Person of the Year, although some are suggesting the fight picture would have been a better shot on the cover of Time, but they did their own a photo shoot because they didn't want to lionize him any more than they have. Mark Zuckerberg, obviously he's either trying to get in Trump's good graces or is having a genuine change of mind, because Mark Zuckerberg has now donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration fund. $1 million to him, it's like you and me giving what, $10?
Yes.
Yeah. And Trump's going to sit down with Jeff Bezos. And they're going to have a conversation. Look, Trump will talk to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. But, and it looks like John Fetterman and Pete Hegseth had a good conversation yesterday. Hegseth thanking Fetterman for the audience. There's a possibility that Fetterman will vote for Pete Hegseth. He has been, ever since he had the medical condition and went to Walter Reed, he's come out a different man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that's all about. Who knows? Trump is also, according to the Wall Street Journal, opposed to letting Ukraine into NATO. So that might be a non-starter there as well. We'll see what happens. And as we mentioned yesterday, Carrie Lake is going to be the new director at the Voice of America, which broadcast. I did work there back in the late 70s. In fact, the last thing I covered was Ronald Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Mm-hmm. And that's because he redirected the money out of VOA into Radio Marti,
yes,
which was directed towards Cuba, and there were a bunch of reductions in force, as they were called, RIFs. So, but Reagan did me a favor. I'm not whining. He pushed me back into commercial radio, and that led to the career that we have today.
Yeah.
And I apologize for that, folks. But it is just something. So we'll see what happens. We got just some time to go here. It looks like most of the Trump nominees are in good shape. They've tried to mount. You know, Gates was, maybe he was the sacrificial lamb. Maybe he was the canary in the coal mine. I don't know. But it looks like Kash Patel is going to sail through. Pete Hegseth is going to get confirmed. They tried with Hegseth. They had somebody at West Point claim that Hegseth never applied to West Point. And then Pete Hegseth brought the receipts. He released a letter of his acceptance both times. He applied twice and got in West Point, I think in 98 and I think in 2001 or 2. I can't remember which.
Yeah.
Again, now the question is, who did that at West Point? And shouldn't heads roll? They're blaming it. West Point's blaming it on an administrative error. And finally, tomorrow is the 125th encounter of the Army-Navy game. And President Trump, the former commander-in-chief and soon-to-be commander-in-chief, is going to be in attendance. Yeah. So on our part, it's I'm going to say go Navy. I know you're a little bit different on that one.
Yeah, well, I was Army. My son was Army. Mm-hmm. My dad was Navy, though.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, but are you pulling for Army?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. Army is pretty number one rushing attack in the in the country. 38 days to go until President-elect Trump is sworn in.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
All right, we've got, of course, the temps and the tops are coming to the Lyric on Friday, April the 18th. And tickets go on sale today, this morning at 10 a.m. If you want tickets, you want to purchase your tickets, the legendary groups, Temptations, and the Four Tops. It's the 40th anniversary of their, and again, their tour, and 60th anniversary, I think, of the iconic hit, My Girl.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. That's 60 years old already. Yeah. But it is. And right now we've got tickets for you if you want to get a pair of tickets right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you'll get a chance to go see the Temps and the Tops this coming April at the Lyric. And by the way, you can buy tickets at etix.com or at the Lyric box office. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
And one more success story from the president, by the way. It's just breaking that Donald Trump has now appointed John Bolton as the new head walrus at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So it's again and again, the guy's a great success story after another.
I thought he was going to be the custodian at the congressional bathrooms.
Yes. The mustache got him in.
Yeah, that got him in for sure, no doubt about that. All right, so again, first caller will be win a pair of tickets, and it's our last pair we're giving away today. And don't forget, at 10 a.m. this morning, you can score your own tickets to see the Temptations and the Tops. Did you have a favorite Motown group?
It would be the Temptations.
Mine was the Tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the, look, I liked them all. I liked Smokey. I liked Supremes. But
Curtis Mayfield for me.
Four Tops with Levi Stubbs. Just an incredible act. But they're all good. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Four Tops. That's for sure. Or The Temptations. Or any all of them, for that matter. Should be a great show. And I understand people say, well, it's not the originals. There is one original member left in The Temps.
Oh, is there? Really?
Yeah. None of the Tops. They've all unfortunately passed away. But the guys that they've got singing sound remarkable. I saw them on YouTube the other day. They sound very close to the real McCoy. By the way, I want to tell you about Timken Electric Heating and Cooling. And right now, again, especially if you're doing lighting outside, you probably have already done it. You already hung your lights, but make sure that in some cases you've got the proper grounding and the proper voltage. And a lot of guys just string wire upon wire upon wire. If there's any doubt, you want to get Tim Kyle out there. They can help you with your landscape lighting, with your Christmas lighting, whatever the case may be. And also, let's get that heat pump and that furnace checked out. It's been bitterly cold here the last couple of days, and I think we're in for a cold winter. I don't know how much snow we're going to get, but I think it's going to be cold.
It's a little brisk right now.
So, again, that is something you want to make sure that your heat pump and or your furnace are operating efficiently. That's pushing out warm, forced air. But at the same time, it's operating efficiently, so it's not costing you a fortune to heat your home. You know, the bigger the home, I mean, there's a lot of drafts in your home and so on and so forth. So get it checked out. Tim Cobb, more than happy to come out and perform maintenance and check, make sure the air filters have been changed, and if you have a humidifier in your home, whatever the case may be, they'll check it all out and make sure that it's operating at 100% efficiency and it's working for you. And it's just, you spend a little money now to get that done, it's going to save you a fortune in the long run. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or you can check him out online at timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com, and tell them that Sean and Bruce told you to call. They do a great job with electric heating and cooling as well. All right, it's 7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
895 is still right in the area with a slowdown just around the O'Donnell Street ramp. So it's not bad. Normally we're backed up all the way back towards Pulaski Highway. The traffic is actually going into the tunnel without any major problems. A little more traffic now coming in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So anywhere after O'Donnell Street, the Keith Avenue ramp beginning to slow going into the tunnel. Just looking at the top of the camera here, right at the building as you're going underneath the water. All the lanes are open. And then traffic on the south end, yeah, still clear and no issues as you're working your way down towards 395. A little more busy now in the Beltway, especially on the Parkville side, right in the area at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Going to be sunny, dry, cold today with a high of 41. And yeah, it's a little chilly as we start the day this morning. As you head out to work or school, it is 24 and cloudy in Bel Air, 26 in the city. Tom Mazga is our winner of the Temps in the Tops tickets. Going to go see him April at the Lyric. Tom, congratulations. Thanks for listening and playing the game. We have some other issues on the drones as the drone mystery continues.
Yes. John Kirby went to the podium yesterday, and of course, we've had a history of watching John Kirby lie and dissemble at the podium, so take what he has to say with a certain grain of salt. He began by saying, yeah, well, about these drones, we know for sure that it's not a national security risk.
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat, or have a foreign nexus. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin.
Okay, now very specifically said, we know nothing, right? It's like Sergeant Schultz in the old Hogan's Heroes show. I know nothing. Kirby said, I know nothing, I hear nothing, I see nothing.
We have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace.
Okay, let's be clear about this. So, he's saying we know that they're manned aircraft. All right, who's manning them? Where are they taking off from? Where are they landing? What do we know about the pilots?
Let's define manned. Manned means there's somebody in the plane.
Yeah.
Flying it.
Right.
Unmanned would mean flying a drone, and it could be a person that's operating the drone, but that's not manned.
Correct.
Manned means there's a crew or a pilot in the craft.
Yeah. So who is this individual or these individuals? Are these the individuals who are chasing a Coast Guard ship, between 12 and 50 of them, as the Coast Guard reported their visual reportage? And you're saying there's no confirmation of that? How many witnesses do you need on a Coast Guard ship to say, yeah, they were chasing us? Are these the manned craft you're talking about? I mean, this is a bunch of hooey.
Law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage. While there is no known malicious activity occurring, the reported sightings there do, however, highlight a gap in authorities. And so we urge Congress to pass important legislation that will extend and expand existing counter-drone authorities so that we are better prepared to identify and mitigate any potential threats to airports or other critical infrastructure, and so that state and local authorities are provided all the tools that they need to respond to such threats as well.
That's just horse manure. I mean, absolute horse manure when he says that they're there, even though, you know, there's nothing to see, but we're there. We're watching real carefully. Don't worry. We have it all under control, but we don't know who's flying these now manned aircraft. We don't know where they took off from. We don't know where they landed. We know that they've seen 50 of them coming from somewhere out in the ocean, but don't worry. It's all good. And we're supposed to believe this guy?
The analysis thus far in an investigation that is ongoing has not revealed any national security or malicious intent or criminal activity. We're at the beginning here, not the end. There's a lot more work to be done, and we're working closely with state and local authorities to gain more information. I would argue that we're moving pretty well here with a sense of energy to try to figure out what we can do to learn more about this.
And let me point something out, Sean. There's no malicious intent so far as we know. From what I understand, there was no malicious intent from this balloon that floated all the way across the country. We didn't happen to see, I mean, it wasn't dropping anything from the sky. They weren't dropping little bomblets out of the sky like they did in World War I from the biplanes. No, there's no malicious intent. How the hell would you know, sport? I mean, seriously. How would you know what the intent is, but there are visual reports, but from real, this isn't a UFO sighting by some guy out in the woods. This is dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of individuals who are saying, what the hell are these things up in the sky? They don't fly like a normal airplane. They don't behave like a normal airplane. We've been told they're drones, some of them the size of an SUV, but we're not supposed to be worried about this.
Just when I'm looking at this situation, my experience tells me when they say they're not from foreign actors or foreign countries, again, there's no national security threat, that tells me that the military knows what they are. In fact, the military probably is operating them. And there's a thing called a J-Lens. A J-Lens is a new model of drone that turns into an airplane when it's finished its drone activity. So it operates as a drone over a certain area, and then when it needs to get out of there, it transforms into an airplane for faster exit.
But that would mean somebody on board.
Again, I don't know if they're manned or unmanned or not. I'd have to look further into that, but I suspect, because all sorts of stuff happens with DARPA that yep. The military is kept in the dark, even in research. I think the military is testing this stuff, and I think they just don't want to leave it out there for the Chinese and the Russians and some of our enemies to consume.
Then why not simply say, it's okay, we're doing it. Yeah. There's nothing to worry
about. Well, because their initial default position is to lie to the American people. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. 26-year-old man has been arrested for the November 21st murder in Baltimore City. Amir Barnes Henderson, taken into custody November 29th during a burglary investigation. Investigators determined that he was a suspect in the shooting death of 35-year-old Gary Matthews. He was shot in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. Barnes Henderson remains at central booking on charges of first and second degree murder. Sheriff's Office says Harford County's overdose rate, they've declined by nearly 40% over the last year. Between January and November of 2023, there were 303 reported overdoses compared to 186 this year. In addition, confirmed fatal overdoses down nearly 73%. Baltimore Department of Public Works is proposing increases in the city's water and sewer rates. DPW says the increases are needed to maintain the financial stability of the city's aging water and wastewater system and to support investments needed to meet federal and state standards. Chaplain of the U.S. Senate is expected to recover after having had a medical emergency. Social media posts from the office of the chaplain notes that Dr. Barry C. Black suffered a subdural hematoma earlier this week and was hospitalized under the care of the U.S. Capitol physician. The post asked for prayers for the chaplain, for his family, and the chaplain's office. And yep. Meryl Mosby, hey, guess what? No pardon for you. Not among those pardoned by President Joe Biden yesterday. Before leaving office last week, of course, her ex, Nick Mosby, said please give her a pardon. It was not at least forthcoming, not as of yet. 7:32 right now on WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick 3 lottery, 763, and your pick 4 from last night was 7484. Now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
In the morning back up has arrived now. The usual area, I-97 southbound, right at Route 32, so nothing out of the ordinary. Gets better after the bridge at 178. Still good from the Bay Bridge towards I-97, both sides of Route 50, running with all the lanes open. There has been some slowing on the approach to the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 south is busy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is some slowing on the Beltway, but no major issues right now. They're still working on the wreck overnight. Took down some wires and poles. Bel Air Road between Joppa Road and Chapel Road, and in Pikesville, they're working on a water main break. Some limited lanes as you're traveling Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today, 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day, 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, owner at Blindster.com. And right now, we're offering up to 45% off all our custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters during our extended Cyber Week sale. Don't miss out on some incredible deals. But hurry, sale ends December 16th. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it's December football in Baltimore, and no one is happier than Derrick Henry. Over 31 career games in the month of December, Henry has rushed over 90 yards per game with 30 touchdowns, more than he's produced in any other full month during the regular season in his 8-plus years in the league. But Henry deflects when asked about his success.
I try to leave the individual stuff out of it, try to focus on the team. No, that is, like I said, you would credit all the guys that made it possible for me to get to the end zone, and just thankful for this whole journey in this organization and everybody that's been a part of it.
Henry also was just one shy of Jamal Lewis' record for most touchdowns in a single season. And a sidebar here, with 93 more rushing yards, Henry will become the fifth player in NFL history with four or more 1,500-yard seasons in a career, joining Hall of Famers Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, Edgerrin James, and Walter Payton. Last night in the NFL, the Rams with a big win at San Francisco, 12-6 the final. L.A. has won 7 of 9 after a 1-4 start. They're a half game behind Seattle. Caps on the ice last night with a 2-1 overtime win over the Blue Jackets. Alexi Protas with both goals for D.C. Baseball news. With Juan Soto now off the market, the number one remaining free agent is none other than Corbin Burnes. The ace of the Orioles pitching staff last year was a topic of discussion on MLB Network with Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
Beating good AL East lineups, being able to go into to tough environments and hold a team to one run in seven innings. I mean, those are the kind of outings that he gave for us on every 5 days. Took the ball every 5 days. Also posted and was just amazing for us. Pitched extremely well in his one playoff game. Unfortunately, we didn't score any runs for him, but Burnsy was a true number one for us.
Burnes agent,
and you get the big boy back at the
Burnes agent Scott Boras talking to the Giants, but Burnes remains unsigned, and the Orioles are still in the picture. Army-Navy tomorrow in Landover, but that's not the only college football in and around town. D3 playoffs this weekend. Hopkins hosting Mary Hardin-Baylor at noon, and Salisbury hosting Mount Union at Siegel Stadium. If both Salisbury and Hopkins win, they will face each other next Saturday in the national semifinal. Also in D3, Josh Ehrlich, the son of the former governor Bob Ehrlich in Maryland, will lead Susquehanna against Bethel. Bethel. Ehrlich is a finalist for the Gagliardi Award. That's the D3 equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Lions take action.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This should probably happen all the time. The Detroit Lions fan who got into a verbal confrontation with Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur last week, his season tickets have been revoked. Mm. This happened before the game, and you know the players and the coaches come out, mm-hmm. they talk, and they you know work out and all that kind of stuff. And so apparently they got into a verbal altercation. Now, not every team does this, but you know takes that kind of an action. But the Lions do, and they did. And so this guy's season tickets are revoked in a season where the Lions could end up going to the Super Bowl.
What, was he being offensive? Was he using profanity, or was he just chirping the guy because he's the opposition?
No, it was more than chirping. It was a Lion Packer type of rivalry thing that goes back to 1930.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what he said, but it was more than just chirping.
Can you work on that for us, please?
More work from me. Okay. Sure. What do you want me to do? Investigate?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Open up
by 8:05. Be nice.
Okay.
You know? Really? Is that tough? For
sure.
You?
Yeah.
Fill up that big stein, and by the time you're done the stein, you might get the answer.
You're Gary Stein.
Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for that gift, by the way.
Yes.
This gift that he got me was just it's unbelievable. This Stein, Babe Ruth Stein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's now Gary Stein.
I think he was trying to say that you're the Babe Ruth of sportscasters.
That's right, man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't disagree at this point. You
okay.
know?
Yeah. We have to come up with a nickname like the Sultan of SWAT or something catchy.
Yeah,
like that.
We can work on that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me, you know what? Let me work on that too.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Gary. The monster of the microphone.
Oh, no. 7:39, 21 minutes out before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, in an incredibly snide and out of spite, Chairman Joe, on his way out, 38 days to go, decided if I can't build the wall, I don't want that wall built, I'm going to sell off the parts.
What a jackass.
I'm going to auction the parts off of the Trump wall so he can't finish the wall. But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has some other plans.
Means business, and President Trump means business. And I don't know if you heard the latest today, Laura, but Joe Biden is now hauling off the border wall that's been lying down for years, and he wants to auction it off starting at $5 a piece. Message to the White House right now. I will bid on all of that wall, and we will buy it in Texas, and we will give it to Donald Trump. So I'm going to find out first thing in the morning
where
are we going to take the bid. I've got $1 billion in my pocket to do it. I write the budget with Senator Joan Huffman. We have the money. We're going to have about $6 billion in our budget for border security.
Dan, Don't drive up the cost. The first bid is only $5 $5 a piece of the wall.
I will go in and buy it all.
Yeah, but what does that tell you? Yeah, well, what does this tell you about the Biden people?
They're
essentially greenlighting. They want more people coming in. Yeah.
They're despicable what they're doing to the American people.
He's right. They're absolutely despicable. This is not a good person. This is not a compassionate person. Stop hearing all these. They talk about Joe Biden being such a wonderful man, wonderful character. No, this is spite. This is pure spite.
Yep.
And you can see what he's doing to the American people. He thinks he's getting back to Trump. Trump would have just built the wall anyway, whether he had the parts or not. But this is Dan Patrick. You're doing it to the people of Texas and to the American people as well. The borders are Tom Holman was on with Sean Hannity the other night, and one of his priorities. He talks about the three rails of the immigration program.
Yep.
One of the most important rails is trying to locate the 325,000 missing children that the Biden-Harris Democrat regime allowed to be trafficked into this country. And here's how he said they're going to try to track them down.
But we don't know where they are. We have, you know, people that have committed murders and rape. You know, how do you find them? How do you possibly find all of those people?
Well, we're not going to find all of them, and that's just a stone-cold fact, but we have ways of finding people. I can't really discuss, and it's law enforcement sensitive, our processes. However, The mayor also agreed, look, he's got a lot of uniforms in the city that know what's going on in their neighborhoods. The NYPD has one of the best intelligence apparatuses in the entire world that, you know, he's going to help us with. So we're going to count on every uniform in this city to give us information on where these criminals are at. And also, as President Trump has committed, we're going to deputize every U.S. citizen in this country to help us find 340,000 missing children, because we need the public's help on this. Every mom and dad knows what it's like. They have a gut feeling when they see something out there in the public that there's something ain't right with that child. So we're going to deputize every one of them to help us find these children.
All right, we appreciate your time. Incoming Board Czar Tom Holman, thank you, and Godspeed. This is an important job. Joining
Remember we had job. Shepherd's Watch on? We had one of the investigators from Shepherd's Watch. This is what he's talking about, using ordinary, average, everyday Americans to deputize them to assist in finding these missing children. And I do believe the state of Missouri is taking it one step further. We talked a little bit about the other day. They're going to incentivize. They're going to offer bounties in the state of Missouri. They're going to incentivize people if, you know, again, like they did, you know, the $60,000 reward that led to the discovery of Luigi Mangione in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The law enforcement knows that these rewards do work. They do incentivize people. So I want to make sure that maybe the entire country ought to be participating in these kinds of bounties to get rid of these monsters. And yes, they are monsters that have been allowed to pour into this country, and they've raped and killed and tortured our children. And wait till you hear the latest Biden out of the 1,500 pardons. We'll get to that a little bit in the next hour or so. 743, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now, give us a call, and you can win some tickets to Horizon Cinemas, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Trans Johnson.
I'm going to go with that again, huh? Okay. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I told you this construction would be there eventually, and they have now set it up, which we always say, why? Middle of the rush hour, Friday morning, a lot of traffic. Northbound 95, 76 mile marker at Route 24. So they're blocking the right lane. They make the ramp a tight squeeze. As you're coming on from 24 to northbound 95, you kind of have to just go right out and merge into the right lane. Just wonderful, brilliant, imaginative. It's unbelievable. So if you're coming north of Mountain Road, you'll be in the center and the left-hand lane. There is a rolling back up there. Big fire, apparently, Edmondson Avenue at Ingleside Avenue. So heads up for the fire department there. They've been working on the scene for the last couple of minutes. In the meantime, crews are still working on the water main break in Pikesville at Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. And overnight, there was a wreck in Perry Hall. Still working on that. Took down some wires and poles on Bel Air Road between Joppa Road and Chapel Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, dry, and cold today. 41 tonight, 23, and it's going to be cloudy. 42 tomorrow, pretty much, I'm sorry, 39 tomorrow, 42 on Sunday. So cold weekend. Mm-hmm. Rain could return early next week. Right now, it is mostly cloudy, 29 in Annapolis, and it is 28 in Biddle River. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have got two tickets to any of the three Horizon Cinemas location. Good for any show. Yes, that includes Wicked at any time. Theaters are in Aberdeen, Molly Station, and Folsom. Now book a party or event at any location. And speaking of Aberdeen, Dottie's with us. Good morning, Dottie.
Morning, Dottie.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last today?
I would like to go third.
Third, okay. And we'll put you in the third slot. Good luck to you, Dottie. Here are your three stories.
Thank you.
Story one, Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to remember this week there was an important day on the American public calendar. The other day was Pansexual and Panromantic Pride Day. And he said that everyone deserves to feel seen, respected, and supported no matter who they love. Good luck to finding pansexual and panromantic. Story two, a government whistleblower is now claiming that the multiple drones flying over Jersey and other areas belong to the United States Secret Service. The whistleblower says it is an effort to widen the protective net for President Trump and future presidents and involving his properties. The United States Secret Service would not comment on that claim. And story number three, a child in Texas was 9 years old when she first used the chatbot service character.ai. That teenager was told by a chatbot that it sympathized with children who murder their parents after the teen complained to the bot about his limited screen time. All right, story one, let's celebrate Pansexual and Pan-Romantic Day. Chuck celebrates Frying Pan Day.
Yeah. I was on that service one time. I said, I ain't got no body.
Story, you're on Pan Am. Story two, government whistleblower says the drones belong to the Secret Service. And story three, a chatbot recommends a child kill himself over his limited screen time. All right, we will start with Kristen.
Well, I think the Pansexual Day and the AI chatbot are horrific, so that means they're probably true. And that would be, number two, would be a great way to protect Trump, but I don't think the leadership of the Secret Service is that intent on doing that. So I will say two.
Kristen goes for story two. Chuck?
Yeah, I think, I think two might be true. But I'll go with you anyway.
All right. He thinks it might be true. He's strategizing here.
Yeah.
It's like Hollywood Squares. He's going to block.
Yeah. Right.
Dottie.
To block.
Yes. Dottie and Everdeen.
Well, I'm tossed between two and three. However, as much as I'd like number two to be true, I don't believe it is. So I'm going to go with number two also.
All right. Dottie goes for number two. Care to make it unanimous, Mr. Elliott?
No, I'm going to do something completely different. As a matter of fact, I think it's number two.
Okay. It's applying Chuck logic.
Yeah.
That's trans logic.
That's right, trans logic.
Yes, exactly. All right. And in case you missed the joke, Chuck, we're teasing Chuck about wanting the director of transportation job in Baltimore City.
That's what trans means, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, right. Poor Chuck. Chuck, I feel so sorry for you every day, but I laugh at everything they say about you.
Well, then you don't feel sorry about it, then. You actually enjoy it.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's fine. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Chuck.
Thank you for taking my side.
We all love Chuck.
We all love Chuck.
We tease because
yes,
we love
him.
That's why we mail him munitions.
That's right.
It's great.
Exactly. Well,
Chuck, if you want, I'll put in a.
It was a bomb.
I'll put a reference in for you with Mayor Scott.
Oh yeah. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to have Mackenzie over at Channel 45 do it. Show her reference. I suspect
carries
a lot of weight.
Goes right to the top.
Right
when
to
Mackenzie
the top.
Recommends.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Story three.
I'll come up for a face-to-face.
The chatbot recommending a teen. Yeah, that is disturbing. That is a true story. And you got to be careful with that AI stuff. Story number one. Let's celebrate Pansexual and Pan-Romantic Pride Day. That, of course, is true. Story two is our fake news story of the day, at least to our knowledge. If it exists, we wrote the thing, made it up from scratch. Dottie, congratulations.
Thank you. You put all four of us together, and we came up with a whole brain today. Thank you very much.
Yes. What do they call it? The Borg.
Yeah.
The Borg was in.
The collective.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Thanks, Dottie, for listening.
World. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, it's futile art. I was futile one time. I owned some land in London, as a matter of fact.
Thank you very much for that. All right, there we
go. Oh, Mr. Casey, there you go. Cut me right to the quick.
Yeah, to the quick.
I got the joke, Chuck, right away. I thought it was extremely clever and well said.
Yeah.
I don't really care, Bruce. It's all right.
Yeah, you know you've hit rock bottom when Bruce has to back up your jokes.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm just surprised he gets most of them. You know, normally by this time he's asleep.
Yes. All right. Law Offices Michael A. Friedman. They're there for you 24/7 should you need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require your serious legal representation. And Michael is, well, they've been doing it for 40 years. And the reason, I think the key to their success really is because it's a family firm. They run it as a family firm, but they take any size claim and they put your recovery priority number one. And they take care of everything from A to Z. Everything that could crop up from dealing with insurance companies, medical issues, to total or diminution value of your vehicle again, so you can focus and concentrate on getting better. And that's why they've been consistently rated one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland each and every year. So again, we hope that you never ever need them, but they've helped my family and CBM family and other listeners in the area, and we certainly know they will help you as well. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Radio 680 WCBM. Great piece by Cal Thomas in the Town Hall. I'll get a post on Bruce's Brain for you coming up in a couple of minutes. He says, no peace on earth or goodwill. He notes that to follow the acquittal of Daniel Penny, who was found guilty by a jury in New York City, a man in New York City, by the way, this guy, Jordan Neely, was one of the top 50 list of homeless people considered to be most in need of assistance and treatment. Members of BLM threatened Penny inside the courtroom, later on the street. Walter Hogg Newsom, a BLM leader, called for black vigilantes, suggesting that black people should not go out and murder white people in revenge. Well, Merry Christmas to you too, sport. That's all we got to say. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That construction delay on 95 in Harford County, still there. It's the right lane blocked, and they're doing this work, of course, right in the dead center of the rush hour. So very limited lanes, only two lanes up on 95 north, exit 76 at Route 24. If you're coming on the ramp from 24 north, then you have a tight squeeze and a tight merge right at the end of that ramp. As we said 1,000 times, absolutely ridiculous to do this time of the morning. Some slowing on the Beltway, so we'll continue with that. They're working on the water main break in Pikesville at Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny, dry, and 41 for the high today. Cold weekend in store. And right now it is cloudy and 26 in Severn, 26 in Parkville. So a call here from Ray in Essex. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Ray. Ray couldn't hang with us. Ray,
yeah, he wanted to make the point that he said he saw drones at Martin State Airport. Look here's the thing, and I don't know this for a fact, but I am guessing now that part of the security protocols for some of our airports and critical infrastructure might involve using drones and cameras, closed circuit cameras and drones to check to make sure that they are secure. And there's nobody that's acting in a suspicious manner or nefarious. I'm just guessing here because we see them now. We hear them a lot of airport activity, and some near military bases, some near presidential abodes. I'm guessing that they're using some of these drones as part of their security protocols.
Are there still warthogs over at Martin? A-10s?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah. If that's the case, then you're protecting military assets over there. Tom Holman is doing his job already. Even though it's not even January 20, he is in Chicago right now. He has been for the last day or two, taking a look at what's going on the ground in the Midwest as he continues his tour of the country, trying to figure out exactly where to start and with what. And he said that the Chicago mayor has a choice. He can certainly step aside if Holman and INS show up in order to get the guys gone. But if he decides he's going to get in the way, well, he faces possible legal action.
If your Chicago mayor doesn't want to help, he can step aside. But if he impedes us, if he knowingly harbors and conceals an illegal alien, I will prosecute him.
Period. Yeah, so if you want to be prosecuted by the federal government, just knock yourself out. Do your best to impede a federal investigation and federal actions that are within the law, and you'll find yourself in a courtroom or under some kind of an order to stay the hell away. Holman had said, there's something about the guy. It's kind of charming bluntness, actually.
Chicago's in trouble because your mayor sucks and your governor sucks.
No mincing words from Tom Holman, man. None whatsoever. He also says, by the way, if you're here illegally, even if you're not committing crimes this week, you're not exactly off the hook.
But I want to be clear. If you're in the country legally, you're not off the table.
You're not off the table. Action is still possible against you. Well, the governor of the state, by the way, you know, that's the one that sucks out of Illinois, is J.B. Pritzker. And he says, you know what, Holman doesn't have the authority he says he has in order to do what he wants to do.
He does not have the authority to do the things that he's talked about?
He just doesn't have that authority. Well, federal law would argue that he does, but of course that's the kind of thing that we do get sorted out in the courts. And Brandon Johnson, who is the mayor of Chicago, he said, hey, listen, I'm just a really nice guy. I mean, you don't have to say things about me. I'm Mr. Nice Guy here.
We have to have immigration policy that reflects our values.
Yeah, the immigration policies would be...
No, his values, he's a communist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that reflects his values and not my values.
Correct. Yeah, and we can have differences of opinion, but there is this underlying document called the law, and the law should be served. For the last 3.5-4 years, it's been served, I think it's called, by the breach, which is basically you ignore the law, affirming that there actually is a law there in place. There is a law, and it says if you're illegally, we can kick you out. And that's exactly what the Trump administration plans to do.
Anybody that's here in this country that's, you know, here and has documentation, is here legally, of course, I'm obligated to protect them just as I would anybody else, any citizen of the United States.
Yeah, that's Brandon Johnson. He's going to protect them just as he would any citizen of the United States. Well, the rights of people who are in the country illegally are not the same rights that those who are citizens or legal visitors have.
He's equating lawbreakers. He's equating people that, A, if you're breaking the country illegally, it's a misdemeanor. And if you have deported and you come back in, that's a felony. And then there are people who commit felonies while they're here illegally. That is also a felony. So he's equating citizenship as equal to lawbreakers.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very odd stance that the left is taking as they're trying to figure out exactly what the issue is, and this is part of what's going on. What is the issue where they can stand up and say, we're drawing this line of the sand against Donald Trump? They tried it with cabinet nominations. They're going to do this now. They're going to do it with any tax proposal that comes out of the administration is subject to this. Anything that happens with the environment or the EPA is going to be subject to these kinds of things. As they push back on every single issue until they find an issue where they can all say, you see, we stopped him. But by and large, these issues are all within the law. He was elected to do exactly what he's doing. He's appointing people like Tom Holman to do the job. And the job is going to get done, Sean, is what I would argue.
Well, especially with Tom Holman in charge, and with Pam Bondi over at DOJ and Kash Patel at the FBI. And, of course, Kristi Noem over at DHS. You can guarantee it. They're going to be throwing the borders. They're going to be throwing the borders closed. So that being said, Congressman Andy Harris weighs in on what should happen to elected leaders who do not cooperate, you know, like the Frederick mayor, like the Anne Arundel County executive and others, with ICE, including Baltimore City and the BPD. It's very interesting. That's coming up next here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. U.S. senators from New York and New Jersey are asking the government to investigate a number of unexplained drone sightings over their states. Bob Agnew reports.
In the letter, the senators call on the Department of Homeland Security, the FAA, and the FBI to, quote, identify and address the source of the recent unmanned aerial system activity. Citing a threat to both civilian and military sites, the senators ask for a briefing as soon as possible. A Pentagon spokesperson told reporters there's no evidence the drones came from a foreign entity. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia launched a massive aerial attack against Ukraine's energy sector today. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia fired 93 missiles and almost 200 drones. In the aftermath of the Bashar regime collapsing in Syria, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been meeting with officials in the Middle East. In Turkey today, he said there's concern that a power vacuum in Syria could create conditions for the Islamic State group to flourish.
Our countries worked very hard and gave a lot over many years to ensure the elimination of the territorial caliphate of ISIS, to ensure that that threat doesn't rear its head again, and it's imperative that we keep at those efforts.
Nearly half of American teenagers say they are online constantly, despite concerns about the effects of social media and smartphones on their mental health. That's according to a new report published by the Pew Research Center. As in past years, YouTube was the single most popular platform teenagers used. 90% said they watched videos on the site. French President Macron today named centrist ally François Bayrou as prime minister after a historic parliamentary vote ousted the previous government last week. Bayrou has been a well-known figure in French politics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
803 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
So brake lights on 895. That's the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway as you're going south from the O'Donnell Street ramp. And then 95 got a little bit slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel in the left tube. I watched that for about 3-4 minutes, and then it seemed to correct itself, but still backed up as you're coming down from the Keith Avenue ramp. That's right before the toll plaza southbound. All four lanes are moving. There's an active fire call on the west side on Edmondson Avenue, so the local traffic out through there, you want to keep an eye out for that. Working on the water main break at Reisterstown Road at Sudbrook Lane, and they've knocked down the right lane for construction on I-95 northbound in Harford County near the interchange at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today, 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day, 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are in the moderate to cool range. You're looking at 28 degrees in Aberdeen. Downtown Baltimore, it's 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. 26-year-old man has been arrested for a November 21st murder in Baltimore City. Amir Barnes Henderson was taken into custody November 29th during a burglary investigation. Investigators determined that he was also a suspect in the shooting death of 34-year-old Gary Matthews. It took place at the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. Barnes Henderson remains at central booking on charges of first and second degree murder. Sheriff's Office says Harford County's overdose rates have declined by nearly 40% over the last year. Between January and November of 2023, there were 303 reported overdose deaths, compared with 186 this year. Baltimore Department of Public Works is proposing increases in the city's water and sewer rates. The DPW says the increases are needed to maintain the financial stability of the city's aging water and wastewater system. And the chaplain of the U.S. Senate is expected to recover after having a medical emergency. A subdural hematoma has him in the hospital momentarily. He was hospitalized under the care of the U.S. Capitol physician. The Post has now asked for prayers for the chaplain, his family, and the chaplain's office. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, 763 was your pick 3, 7484 your pick 4. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, with the Ravens heading into the stretch run of the season, all eyes on Lamar as the leader of the offense, as the old adage goes. As Lamar goes, so go the Ravens. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on his quarterback.
Lamar understands that it's about chasing perfection in the details of everything that you do.
So, and Giants head coach Brian Daboll was asked at his press conference about Lamar.
Look, this guy's one of the best players, not just best quarterbacks, best players in the National Football League. He's dynamic in every facet of the game.
Now, that may be true, but here are the numbers. They've decreased over the last 3 weeks, which have included two losses. In fact, Lamar's quarterback rating against Philadelphia was his worst of the season. NFL last night, Rams over the Niners in the Thursday night non-classic. 12-6 the final, no touchdowns in the game. The Rams have won 7 of their last 9 to get back in the playoff picture. On the ice last night, it was a Capitals classic.
Dillon with momentum on the crisscross drop there to Protas. Fires! He scores! Alexei Protas with a winner for Washington.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. Protas with both Caps goals. Charlie Lindgren turns aside. 32 shots and the Caps prevail 2-1. They lead the Metropolitan Division by a point over the Devils. Coming up at 8:35, Maryland switches quarterbacks. And that is Stein on Sports.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, you can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And here are your top stories in this hour.
Jonathan Turley says, well, the pardon really pardoned Joe Biden as well.
The new rage item this season is a pardon. I mean, everyone seems to want to be put on the naughty list. I mean, you are nobody in D.C. unless you're on that list.
And coming up at 8:37 here this morning, we'll talk with the CEO of Luke's Wings and the COO of Darcars Automotive Group on something that they're calling the Heroes Home for the Holidays campaign and how you can help out, helping our wounded veterans, wounded soldiers get home to see their families. It's an incredible cause. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. But top story here in this hour, we just talked about it with Tom Holman just moments ago about, get out of the way is his advice.
Yep.
To folks standing in the way. And Congressman Andy Harris gave an interview with Fox 45 yesterday when he was asked about what about people like Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor or Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman or Baltimore City Mayor Mayor Scott and the Commissioner Richard Worley, who said they're not going to cooperate with ICE in any way, shape, or form. And I think Montgomery County you can include in there as well. And he said, quote, the bottom line is this. This is clear. If states are not willing to keep up their end of the bargain, which is that federal immigration law, that's the law of the land, well, then maybe you don't need the education dollars, the road dollars, all the other dollars that flow from the federal government. I believe they're putting all of that at risk. And he says, what are we not going to deport the 1.2 million people who have deportation orders against them? We're not going to do that? Well, we have to. They've gone through the federal adjudication system on immigration. They've been found to be in violation of federal laws. Well, then they might just have to be on their own for everything else as well. And Harris, of course, is, and I think this is something we've talked about now at great length. But here's my question, and this is, I hope Governor Moore or some of his people are listening here, because the intransigence of Mayor Scott, of Mayor O'Connor, and Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman, are they putting federal dollars to the Key Bridge rebuild at risk?
Yeah.
Which we desperately need.
Yes.
Okay? So, I mean,
yeah, particularly now that we're talking about a brand new Bay Bridge.
Exactly. So maybe Governor Moore needs to pick up the phone and preach a little religion to Mayor Scott, to Mayor O'Connor, and to the Anne Arundel County Executive that, look, this is in the interest of public safety. Again, we want criminal illegal aliens to be focused on. You're going to cooperate with ICE. Just tell them when you're going to release them from the jail. We're not asking you to participate in dragnet. And Matt Elliston of ICE doesn't want that anyway. But Congressman Harris is basically saying that you're going to be prosecuted if you don't cooperate or if you aid and abet in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And number two, you risk losing federal dollars for education and for these road projects. And one of those is the Key Bridge.
Yeah. You'll lose that.
That should get their attention.
Despite your fate.
It's sad. It really is sad that you have to threaten that to get the attention of Governor Moore and other Democrat elected officials in this state who would rather see illegal aliens roaming around the Mon Pa Trail where Rachel Bourne was brutally raped and murdered and in the mobile home park of Kayla Hamilton.
Yeah.
Who was strangled to death with a phone cord. Her mom, Tammy Nobles, has been with us before.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I think it's time to stop playing tiddlywinks with Democrats. And they're the ones that let these illegal aliens in. They're the ones that put the American people at risk. Donald Trump, Tom Holman, Kristi Noem, et al., they're the ones that were elected to fix it. And if it costs, I hate to see the Key Bridge not being rebuilt, but you got to play hardball.
Yeah.
And now will be the time to send that message to Governor Moore.
Yeah, there is a very big club with a dollar sign on it to convince local authorities to behave themselves when it comes to deporting people who are in this country illegally. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. We're cutting into his tea time if we get too close to 9 o'clock. It's 813 right now, Chuck.
I want to cut into your tea time. No offense. Governor Flambor?
Probably the Director of Transportation gets a later tea time.
Yeah, 45 votes so far, Mr. Casey.
Oh, do you really?
Yes. Yeah. And 1,000 write-ins.
Okay. Look, you're a very popular guy. You're the best in the business. I can see why.
Yeah. Here is the Director of All Trans Issues in the Baltimore metropolitan area, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95, ignoring that. Northbound 95... is stop and go as you're going up into Harford County. Exit 76, that's Route 24. Why is it backed up? Because they're doing construction at 8 o'clock in the morning. You tell me. I don't know. But it's backed up as you're coming north of Mountain Road. You have to be in the center and the left-hand lane. The ramp from 24 north to 95 is a tight squeeze and an immediate merge out into right and into the right lane, which is another genius move. You almost have to break your neck to turn back around to see if any traffic's in the right lane. And I guarantee you there are some vehicles, big vehicles, in the right lane. So let's get off of that. Both the tunnels southbound are still running with some delays, nothing major. Beltway traffic is good. JFX is okay. South of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, is that what they mean when they say breakneck speed?
It could be. Yeah, you ever try to pull out in an intersection where you have to really look over your shoulder backwards?
Yeah, there's an exit ramp, or entrance ramp rather, onto 83 out of like Shrewsbury where you have zero. I mean, you're getting on, and there was zero.
Oh, yeah,
zero.
I know which one you're talking about,
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I mean, they could have made this a lot better than they have. That's just my opinion.
Right. Well, because you would know this thing as a director of all trans issues.
Yeah. If the dot position doesn't work out, we're going to petition Governor Moore to appoint you the transportation czar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just make, you can do one, you can actually cover both. I can do the state and the city at the same time.
See?
Yeah. You're that good on all trans issues. I think that's amazing.
Multitasking.
I'm a two-gun kind of guy, so watch out.
All right, thank you very much.
Not that there's anything wrong with
I'm not wearing any guns. I'm not saying that, for God's sake.
Barley Sunday Drive, 41 today. It's going to be cold over the weekend. Cloudy, 27 in Annapolis. Right now it's 25 in Forest Hill. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown, EV.
It's 8:15 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the big top to find out exactly which clown is going to come out of the WCBM clown car as the Democrats leave us fully stocked virtually every single day. As the clown car enters, please enter the big top yourselves. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. It enters and makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and yes, is the Democratic nominee for the presidency in the year 2028. Here she is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wit and wisdom, and clarifying for us why somehow it's okay to shoot somebody in the back because of what their job happens to be.
I think for anyone who is confused or shocked or appalled, they need to understand that people interpret and feel and experience denied claims as an act of violence against them. People go homeless over the financial devastation of a diagnosis that doesn't get addressed, or, you know, the amount that they're going to have to cover with a surprise bill and things like that.
Well, but of course, if they see this as violence against them, that is the justification for committing violence against those individuals. That is the violence that was determinative of how this poor guy gets shot in the back, by Luigi Mangione up in New York last week. But she goes on from there. She says, basically, it's not just those people. It's all about me.
When we kind of talk about how systems are violent in this country, in this passive way, our privatized healthcare system is like that for a huge amount of Americans. I mean, I did not have health insurance until I got elected to Congress.
She didn't?
When I first ran for Congress, I had to sit in a free clinic.
Well, you know what? Go to Canada. Get yourself injured like early Saturday morning and see how long it takes to see a doctor. Well, let me give you a guess. Monday or Tuesday.
Look, I think what this does, it jump starts the debate on just how bad healthcare is. Look, we have wonderful doctors, wonderful yep. medical professionals, but in any system, there are going to be problems. In a for-profit system, there's going to be problems. In a non-for-profit system, like the one at the NHS in the UK, there yep. are huge problems. So somehow, I'm hoping Trump, in somewhere in this term, can put together a commission or a panel to help fix what's going on with the healthcare industry. And look, these are bureaucratic decisions. Many of them I disagree with, be they done by the insurance company or by their hospitals, which are in business to make money, because if you don't make money, you close up shop.
Right, yeah.
And then you don't provide any medical care for anybody. But that doesn't, because you disagree with it, because they might make mistakes, that doesn't justify any violence against any individual, let alone murder. So we do this through elections. We do this through electing people who are going to change and reform the system. That should be the focus. And not all these lunatics out there calling him a hero. And, we have the UPenn professor that said he's an icon. And we have the first copycat that threatened members of Blue Cross Blue Shield. She was just fined $100,000, and she's going to jail for a couple of years. So we got to clean this up and this culture. But we do have to pay attention to what the people are saying. And the people are saying there are problems with health care. There are problems with the jab and Big Pharma. And I'm hoping that RFK Jr. is going to be able to take this bull by the horns and start the conversation.
Well, before they forced Obamacare down our throats, which made the system incredibly worse than it had been, then we actually, the free marketers, we had solutions that were proposed, and they were just routinely ignored. We were shut out of the conversation. We don't want to hear from you. Things like portability of health care insurance.
Right.
Look, you change jobs, your auto insurance goes with you.
Right. There's that. There's medical savings account. There's HSAs.
Over state lines.
Exactly. There are a number of things. And then for the truly indigent, for the people who can't afford anything,
then you could pay for it.
Right. And that's what we should be focused on. It's ridiculous. All right, it's 20 minutes after the hour, and joining us now, Vinny Steele, your Homesold Guaranteed Realtor, CEO, of course, broker of in Maryland and Pennsylvania, you name it. He's all over the place. The guy is just have a real estate sign.
Ubiquitous.
Vinny, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. So we know that you've been going through a lot with your dad being sick and moving them into a retirement community. So I thought it might be a good idea to talk about that with your permission. Of course, because there may be people listening right now that are going through the same thing or something similar.
Yeah, Sean, and for sure. I know from personal experience how taxing the thought of making a move can be if you've got an aging or a sick parent, or you're trying to downsize yourself and you're dealing with mobility issues or health issues. And we've developed systems over the years to not only make the sale of the home super easy with programs like our one-hour home sale or our multiple cash offer program, but we've also developed a support network to be able to help with all the other challenges that you'll face, which are usually more complex than the house sale.
Yeah, indeed they are. Listen, I can see folks getting caught up with the sale of a home, when for your company, that's the easiest part.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. If you're dealing with a traditional real estate company or an investor, there are way too many unknowns and risks that can make the home sale the most difficult part. With our upfront written guarantees and our multiple cash offers, we take the guesswork out of the sale of the home so you can just focus on the plan forward.
You know, I would think, Vinny, that working with older clients, you have to consider not only downsizing, but what do you do with all their belongings? They've got the pets and sometimes, plus finding somewhere to move to that fits their needs and budget.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Over the last 20 years, we've built a network of resources to address just about every need someone in this position would face, from removing unwanted furniture to relocating pets, and to identify the perfect community to move to and everything in between.
Man, I'll tell you, I really like that you're a one-stop shop, Vinny.
That's what we've done, Bruce. So if you're working on your family estate, if you're dealing with aging parents like I am, or if you're looking for yourself to downsize, you can call us for a no-obligation consultation to see how we can help you make the move with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience, and of course make the most amount of money on the sale of the home all within your time frame. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny, that's a great story. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, and best of luck to you and your dad and family. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Vinny. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Check him out at vinnysteele.com.
823 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our trans man, Chuck Whitaker.
Disregarding that once again, ladies and gentlemen, the inner loop at Greenspring is the one slow down on the Beltway. It actually does clear out once you get to the bottom of the hill at the JFX. Then you head over towards 83. So it's only a brief delay right through there coming over through Pikesville. Everybody else on the Beltway is doing fine. JFX looks good. Brief delays southbound, not bad at all at both the harbor tunnels. Any time of this time of the morning, we could be backed up all the way back to Urban Avenue. Right now, 895 is only south of O'Donnell Street. And 95 is running with the four lanes open into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Have not seen any big problems on the southwest side of the Beltway. And at last check, of course, we still had the morning slowdown for that traffic going into Annapolis. Some slowing, but it was getting a little bit better as you were moving south from the area going down towards I-97 and Route 32. There was a report of an accident on the Beltway about 10 minutes ago. I have to go back and look at that outer loop near the ramp at I-97. So heads up for that if you're traveling south from the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, would you call your goal to become the new director of transportation a transmission?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure we're on the same page here.
Yeah, sure we are.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Again, see, folks, look, I have to read the script. I get the script every morning at 5:45. It said, read this or else.
So Chuck, in your transmission, and when you're driving around on this transmission, what kind of mufflers do you have on your vehicle? Do you have hookers?
Yes, I've had those in the past.
Yeah, so basically, folks... So basically, folks, all you have here is a guy who, in one fell swoop, can give you both a tranny and hookers. All right there.
It's great. Stepping on a fine line, really.
I'm doing my very best.
You're putting me right in a situation where we're going to all get nailed.
Yeah, you're right. We should move along.
So we'll just go now and say, have a lovely morning till I see you again.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Well, the channel says, partly sunny, dry, and 41. It's 27 and cloudy in Columbia, 24 in Forest Hill. Let's go to Dave in Linthicum.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell you about the drones last night. It started around 9 o'clock. My son called me from Fort Smallwood and said there's drones over the bay, all over the top of Key Bridge. And then I went outside, and they were over my house. So I saw 10 of them, and I live right by the airport.
So by BWI, right? Because you're in Linthicum.
BWI Airport. Yep, Linthicum. So I started making phone calls while I was watching them, and come to find out that the NSA in Linthicum was on high alert. So there was military all inside the fence. And then we saw, I guess it was two or three different types. So one of them was really big, like the size of a school bus. And that was the lowest one. Hmm. It had like a vapor trail behind it, and you could actually hear it.
That's the first I'm hearing of this. So if anybody else in the proximity of BWI last night, if you're in Linthicum or Hillthorpe or Butis, any of those surrounding areas, you saw anything in the skies last night, call us and let us know. Because that's
blinking, some of them were blinking red, some were blinking green, some were just blinking white. There was three of them like over top of Glen Burnie. They were like, the smaller ones looked like they were about 3,000 feet up. The low one was probably 1,000 feet, went right over my house.
Did you record it?
I tried, but it didn't turn out very well on my phone.
Okay.
People were saying it turns out real well, but I guess I'm not very good with my phone.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that, Dave. But,
yes.
No, that's sort of a self-directed conclusion.
Yeah. We're going to be nice, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get in the holiday spirit here.
Yes.
You may want to get a new phone. Ask Santa for a new phone for Christmas. Well, that's interesting. This is the first we're hearing it. We've heard at the top of the bay, we've heard some drone activity. We've heard some around the Bay Bridge. Now we're hearing some around BWI. And we just heard from Glendale Martin Airport.
I called other people, and there were some spotted at Liberty Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Annapolis. I couldn't get a hold of that person to see if they were outside Annapolis. So I'm sure they were, because the big one was grid searching.
I would think a drone the size of a school bus would be pretty hard to miss.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody could miss it.
And you know who doesn't like a yellow school bus though.
Right.
Yeah.
So the big one was different looking. It wasn't square. It wasn't round.
And you said there was some kind of vapor or something? Were they spraying?
Yes, there was because I live right by I see vapor trail all the time coming off these jets and stuff flying, airplanes,
right,
off the motors.
Yeah, the chemtrails.
So, that's what you call it. Yeah.
Right.
It was a small white trail behind it. It wasn't flying very fast.
And what time of night was this?
Between 9 and 11.
Okay.
They kept flying. They were over my house for 2 hours.
All right, we'll check it out, see if anybody else saw the same thing. Dave, thanks so much for the call.
Pleasure.
Thanks for waiting. Appreciate that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Imagine losing your hearing so that you can no longer hear a compliment or see somebody say, I love you first thing in the morning. Or one of the things that I truly do enjoy, and I'm looking forward to spring when it happens again with more frequency, is you hear the birds chirping first thing in the morning. Maybe, though, you have your spouse who can't hear parts of her favorite song or missing parts of conversations with good friends. It could be you. It could be your spouse, your brother, your mother, sister, even one of your children. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100. If you want to go online, you can find them. AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, the Heroes Home for the Holidays. We'll talk with Luke's Wing CEO and find out about this wonderful charity in a moment. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. A former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, not among those pardoned by the president. Before leaving office last week, City Council President Nick Mosby called on President Biden to pardon his ex-wife. She is serving a year of home detention for perjury and mortgage fraud. Yesterday, the president commuted the sentences of about 1,500 people, not Marilyn Mosby, and pardoned 39 others, not Marilyn Mosby. Two more defendants have been sentenced in the murder of an Israeli man who was visiting Baltimore for a wedding in 2021. Ephraim Gordon was shot in the chest during an attempted robbery on Ford's Lane in Park Heights. A city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, announced Thursday that Omarion Anderson has now been sentenced to 25 years in prison. William Clinton, Bill Clinton, will spend 30 years behind bars. Both men pled guilty in this case. On Wednesday, 19-year-old William Holloman was sentenced to life in prison, with all but 50 years suspended after he was convicted by a jury and the judge requested that he be sent to the Protection Youth Program. In 2022, Rashid Morris pled guilty to murder and died in September, sentenced to 40 years in prison. 26-year-old man has been arrested for the November 21st murder in Baltimore City. Amir Barnes Henderson taken into custody on November 29 during a burglary investigation. Investigators determined that he was a suspect in the shooting death of 34-year-old Gary Matthews in the 4900 block of Frankfort Avenue. Barnes Henderson remains at central booking on charges of first and second degree murder. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
.com 763 was your pick three lottery number. 7484 your pick four. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
You know, it's on 95, still slow. Construction at Route 24, that's a 76-mile marker northbound. You have two lanes to the left getting by. The ramp traffic, it's a tight squeeze, and you're going to have to merge out very quickly from Route 24 on to 95 northbound. So it's a little bit tricky right in that area as a tractor-trailer making that move right now, which then backs up the right lane on the main line of the interstate. Just ridiculous. The northbound side is 795. Now they have a limited lane there. Only the left-hand lane is open. Construction now above Franklin Boulevard going out towards a ramp at 140. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaping up to be a chilly weekend. Temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below the norm for mid-December. A mix of sun and clouds today, 41 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 39. Sunday's a cloudy day, 42 the high Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Ravens hope in the last 4 weeks of the regular season will pay off. Almost certainly it will with a playoff berth. But if things break right, it could result in a division championship because the Steelers have a tough road to go. At Philly this week, at Baltimore next week, at home against the Chiefs on Christmas Day. Ravens need to take care of the Giants first, though.
You know, so our approach is really pedal to the metal, man. I mean, kick this thing in gear, put your foot on the gas, put the gas pedal to the floor, and let's get locked in on everything that matters and see if we can drive as fast as we can, as straight as we can, to be as good as we can in this next game.
And the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the task at hand.
Just focus on our side. You know, we can't worry about the outside noise. We never can worry about the outside noise because, like I always say, you know, it's another NFL team we're playing, no matter the record.
Ravens are a 15-point road favorite, and Lamar is 23-2 lifetime against the NFC, but one of those losses was actually at the Giants. America's game comes to Landover for the second time in its history. Talking about Army-Navy Saturday at 3 p.m., Navy head coach Brian Newberry on what this game means to America.
It's a special game, and it's just a celebration of our armed forces, of these young men. They're going to serve and lead in our armed forces when they're done here. And so for us to represent ourselves the right way and make people proud to watch us play on the field and the way we play the game is very important.
Army at 11-1 and with the number one rushing attack in college football, they are a 6.5-point favorite in the game. Maryland making a change at quarterback. Rising senior Billy Edwards, who started 11 of 12 games this past year for the Terps, has entered the transfer portal. Edwards and the Terps tailed off at the end of the year, losing 7 of their last 8. Edwards' departure opens the door for freshman phenom Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding to potentially take the reins in 2025. Quite a story. Bill Belichick introduced yesterday as the Tar Heels head football coach. He grew up in Carolina when his dad coached there over 50 years ago and told this story yesterday.
You know, when you're little, you don't remember everything. Obviously, I was too young to remember a lot of things from Carolina, but as I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, "Beat Duke."
All right, I'll give him that one. Not too bad for a grumpy lobster boat captain. All right, here we go. Friday football pick'em. Let's just recap the sheet, as it were. Bruce, you're still in the lead, 36-20. Two games in front of Gary at 34-22.
That's a game now.
Yeah, it's a game.
Oh, it's a game now, right, because you lost the other night. That's right. Okay, so it's a game now. Sean, you're two games behind me, only three behind Bruce. So it is tight as we go down the stretch. All right, here we go. Other games. Bills at Lions. Sean.
I think it's the year of the Lion. I'm going with the Lions at home.
All right. Same here.
Same here. Wow, okay. Okay, we're together on that. Steelers at Eagles. Bruce.
Eagles.
Eagles?
I think it was Steelers. It's the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. Eagles rushing offense against the Steelers rushing defense.
I don't know what the heck you're talking about, but okay. I'll take the Eagles on that one. And then Cowboys at Panthers. Keep in mind, the Panthers are actually favored in this game.
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys.
Okay.
My temptation is, because they both suck, my temptation is to say that it's going to be a 2-2 tie after overtime. But instead,
wow, two safeties.
Yeah, really. That's about it. But
first time in NFL history.
Yeah, Panthers is my guess.
Panthers. I'm going Panthers, too. Oh. Sean, you and I disagree a couple times.
Okay,
here.
We'll see what happens.
Could be very interesting.
All right, thanks,
have a
Gary.
Great weekend.
You do the same. 838 joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. We have two gentlemen. Fletcher Gill is the CEO of Luke's Wings, and Jamie Darvish is the COO from Dark Cars Automotive Group. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to WCBM.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Start with you, Fletcher. Again, this is the first I'm hearing of Luke's Wings, so can you tell us a little bit about your organization, how it started, and what it's all about?
Sure. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having us. Merry Christmas. God bless. Luke's Wings was started back in 2008, January of 2008, because a friend of mine, Sarah Wingfield, and I noticed that we had moms and wives and families at Walter Reed, living at Walter Reed, taking care of our wounded warriors as what's called non-medical attendants, or NMAs. And it was quite a revelation for us, you know, because growing up and going to a hospital to see somebody was always just visiting hours. So this concept that wounded warriors were spending 3 or 4 years recovering at Walter Reed, and their families were living there, they were having children there, the children were living there, you know, this kind of blew our minds. So Sarah and I talked about it at lunch in December of 2007. And I said, you know, Sarah, how cool would it be if we just hosted a party at the City Tavern Club in Georgetown and raised some money and then went up to Walter Reed and found out whoever was in charge up there and offered to buy plane tickets to fly the moms home and let them get some respite and check in with the rest of the family and just, you know, maybe get a weekend to relax. And then we can set up some rotation plans and fly the moms and the wives back in and out. And more specifically, there was a wounded warrior named Luke Shirley that really inspired this conversation. And so we named the organization Luke's Wings after Luke Shirley and Sarah Wingfield. Mm-hmm. And really you know, that light bulb moment that Sarah had shared with me. And we went to Walter Reed, and we knocked on their door, and as luck would have it, they were very receptive to us. And so in 2008, we provided 19 plane tickets in and out of Walter Reed to, you know, shuttle the moms and the wives and the caregivers back and forth. And now we do that number every couple of days.
Wow.
In about 18 years, we've done about 18,000 airplane tickets.
Wow.
Our target is to do 2,000 a year. And right now, during the holidays, during Christmas, we're trying to get 500 wounded warriors home to their kids. As we always say, if we're under our trees with our kids on Christmas morning, then by God, our service members should be under their trees with their kids. And I am so blessed to be able to tell you and to tell your audience that Jamie Darvish, who's with us today, and Dark Horse Automotive Group and Dark Horse Toyota have already funded the first 500 flights to make this happen for our wounded, ill, and injured service members this Christmas morning.
That's very generous.
That is incredibly generous. Yeah. And Jamie, look, there are a lot of charitable organizations out there, and your automotive group out of Silver Spring. Why Luke's Wings? What did Luke's Wings? How did it speak to you as to why you wanted to support this cause?
Well, you know, we have hundreds of people on our team and their families that are either currently serving or veterans or even first responders. And, you know, first, they're just a really cool group of people, you know, and on top of that, everything they've sacrificed for all of us in our country, it's just something that we all got together and really wanted to do. You know, it's I look at life that, you know, in the blink of an eye, you could go from being in a position of being able to help to being in a position of needing help. And, you know, thankfully we're in the position and with all of our team behind us, we're in the position to be able to help and really, really make this happen.
Fletcher, do you work directly with any of the airlines to get discounted prices on tickets or anything? And are they receptive to that?
You know, if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me that question, I'd be able to do a lot more flights. Yes, we do. It's such a good question. We're actually on Delta's website. We're a partner of Delta Airlines. We're so lucky to have their support. They actually donate hard money to Luke's Wings. They also put us on their website, which allows Delta members to transfer their Sky Miles directly to us. So if someone's out there that and you have unused Delta miles, they're about to expire, could be 20 miles, could be 20,000 miles, go on to Delta's website, log in, find Luke's Wings, and then just go ahead and transfer your miles right to us. We collect about 15 million Delta miles a year, and we use those very strategically. So if a flight is an emergency flight or it's, you know, and it's $2,000, for example, we try to use those Delta miles. That really stretches our dollar and stretches the number of flights we can do throughout the year.
I'm sorry, we do have to take a brief pause for traffic. Fletcher Gill, CEO of Luke's Wings, and Jamie Darwish of Dark Cars Automotive Group and Dark Cars Toyota. More with them coming up in just a moment.
Hang on, guys. 8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running okay. We're looking at 95 live going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like all is well. 895 off and on has been just a little bit backed up after O'Donnell Street, and now even that's pretty much gone. So it looks like we're good to go now on both the tunnels, which is very good news for this late in the morning. Construction is the problem. Northbound 95 is still blocking the right lane at Route 24 in Harford County. And if you're heading on 795, they have it down to a single lane to the left, northbound, beginning at Franklin Boulevard. And that continues all the way out to the ramp at 795 and 140. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Weather Channel says partly sunny, dry, and cold. 41 right now in the city. It's 28. Annapolis has 31. Jamie Darwish here from the Dark Cars Automotive Group, Dark Cars Toyota, supporting Luke's Wings here, pledging 500 flights for wounded service members and their families. That's just an incredible number. Yeah. So are you just writing a check, or are you going to, is there a proceeds from each vehicle sold? How are you factoring that in, Jamie?
So we are just supporting financially, and we do a lot of fundraising throughout the year, and we like to, you know, support
you know, local charities and organizations that really, you know, help support causes that we all support.
Yeah, it's great. Something that was bothering me, Fletcher, I just was under the assumption that if you're wounded in the military, I thought you got free flights all the time, depending upon your injury and how long it takes for you to recover.
You know, you would think so. You would also think that before Washington doled out billions of dollars, you know, internationally for other countries and other causes, that maybe they would prioritize that money for something like this. Unfortunately, yeah. they don't. Back in 08, they would provide one airplane ticket. So, you know, let's say that your son or daughter was catastrophically injured on the battlefield and was medevaced back to Walter Reed, and you're the mom and you got the call, then the government would say, we'll put you on a plane ticket, or we'll put you on a plane, we'll fly you to Walter Reed, and then we'll set you up with a per diem so that you can stay there and be the non-medical attendant for your son. But the minute you take the return flight home, then our coverage ends. And so that caused the moms and the wives and the caregivers to instinctively just quit their jobs, you know, leave the other kids with grandma, and then fly out to Walter Reed or to wherever military hospital that, you know, their son or daughter was, or husband, wife, and never leave, right? They would sit there by the bedside and they would refuse to leave because they were terrified that they couldn't afford the next flight. Now, the government did increase that to 3 flights, but still only one person could stay. And so what we did was we solved that problem by stepping in and saying, listen, if your son or daughter, your husband, wife, you know, your loved one is there in a military hospital, wounded, ill, or injured, then don't worry about travel. Because from now on, Luke's Wings is going to be there to provide as many flights as you need for as long as you need them. And now your home is effectively right down the street. And this took away the economic burden on the family, and it also took away that ripple effect that would happen when you took the matriarch or the patriarch out of the family equation. Remember, many of these service members are very young, which means that they have younger siblings still in high school and, you know, still at home. To take the mom out of the household, or the father out of the household, you know, had this ripple effect throughout the entire family unit. So we were able to resolve all of that simply by providing travel. And in addition to that, you know, we like to think that we reduce the risk of suicide and divorce because we're keeping those families together, and we're keeping love in the room when that wounded warrior is in that very dark place. You know, and I can tell you we've saved lives. We had a wounded warrior once who called and said, hey, on my birthday, you guys surprised me with my daughter and my estranged daughter from a different, you know, relationship that I hadn't seen in years and years. And I got the knock on the door on my birthday, and I opened the door, and there were my two daughters.
Wow.
And it's just, and we said, that's great. And he said, yeah, I put the gun back in the drawer when I heard the knock on the door. And we said, what is that? Okay. And he goes, well, I was going to end my life on my birthday. And then the knock happened on the door, and I changed my mind. And that will stick with me forever.
Do you deal more with enlisted personnel or with the officer corps?
All wounded, ill, and injured service members, if they fought, you know, and they were injured in battle defending us and defending our country and our freedom, then we will always be there for them. We also support veterans in hospice care, which started out with the intent of making sure all of our World War II veterans were never alone when they passed away. But surprisingly, many of the flight requests that qualify under our hospice care program are actually for young men and women who came back from overseas with advanced cancer because they were exposed to burn pits, uranium, so forth. And then, you know, Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange and all these things.
Sure.
And then we also support Special Operations Command as a partner to them. And we support fallen officers, so police officers who have been attacked in the line of duty, which is something we very proudly have been doing since 2016 and never wavered.
Wonderful program.
Got about a minute left. I wanted to get Jamie's on this. So, Jamie, how do our listeners help? Can they go to one of your showrooms? I think you have 30 of them across the DMV. Or is there a website? How can our listeners contribute?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is to go right to the website. They can access loopswings.org. They can do that either directly or through through our community page on darkcars.com. And as Fletcher said, you know, you can make donations. We take air miles, just any way that you see fit.
All right, Jamie Darvish of the Dark Car Automotive Group, Dark Car Toyota, and Fletcher Gill, CEO of Luke's Wings. Gentlemen, thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas, happy holiday season, and a Happy New Year, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great day. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, an end of an era.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Temptations and the Four Tops, Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore, celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops, plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at etix.com and the Lyric Box Office.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop is a little bit slow here coming up from Route 40 towards I-70. I've been checking around the area just after that ramp. I'm not sure if they're looking at the construction that's setting up for the morning or not, but if you're coming north of Route 40, there's a speed reduction, and then it gets better after we clear the ramps at Liberty Road. So once you get north of I-70, you'll pick up the pace, and then you'll be okay headed up towards Reisterstown Road and eventually through Pikesville. 795 northbound, single lane construction underway above Franklin Boulevard. They're still blocking the right lane on I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. So heads up for that. Off and on, there's a backup there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, if you do end up getting the gig, the Department of Transportation, we found the perfect place for you.
Oh, yeah.
They're tearing down Brown's Motel, and they're putting up an 89-unit, 55-plus apartment complex in its place.
55-plus?
Yeah.
I need 75. I know you're being a smart ass, but that's all right.
I know. I was giving you credit. I was giving you 20 years, buddy.
I'd like to give you guys 20 years. 11 worth. Yeah. Will it have making little rocks out of big rocks.
Will they have a putting green there? Because that could be a sales point for Chuck.
It could
that's
be.
A nice high point there in the county, overlooking the Patapsco, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
up there on the bridge.
You have history there.
Yeah. You have history there.
I almost let that slip by. But yeah. I caught it. You have history there as he slides that in at 55. Very nice.
All right, Chuck. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Have a good weekend. See you, buddy.
See you Monday. Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny, dry, and cold today. 41 all weekend. It's going to be cold. Before we get into some of our cuts, I just wanted to mark, we didn't do feel-good news today, but tonight marks the end of an era. Tonight is the last episode after a 14-year run of Blue Bloods. on CBS. It is a final episode in the final season. It is still drawing ratings. Mm-hmm. It is in the top 10 for the year. I don't know why they canceled it. I think it's the best show on television. My favorite scene is when the Reagan family gets together for dinner every Sunday and discuss all the things. There are other shows, and not to disparage, well, I'm not going to name them, but there are other shows that have been on for 20-plus years and aren't getting the ratings. But Tom Selleck, of course, and the rest of the crew, Donnie Wahlberg and Bridget Moynihan are all going to go on to other projects. But it's interesting, Selleck said that he is interested in returning to Westerns. He started at the Sacketts many years ago. And he's mentioning Taylor Sheridan, and the Yellowstone creator is maybe finding something for Tom Selleck to do. But if you're a fan of Blue Bloods, tonight is the final episode.
Yeah, I'm a couple of episodes behind.
I just want to thank you for all the years of great entertainment.
It really, truly is a wonderful show. Anita Dunn, former senior advisor to Joe Biden. This is classic, folks. This is an indication they still don't get it. She says the only problem with the Hunter Biden pardon was the timing.
Had this pardon been done at the end of the term in the context of compassion, the way many pardons will be done, I am sure, and many commutations will be done, I think would have been a different story. I do not agree with the way it was done. I don't agree with the timing, and I don't agree, frankly, with the attack on our judicial system.
Yeah, it's all the timing, right? Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor down in Washington, he says, no, it's not the timing, it's the action itself.
It wasn't the timing. It was the fact that he was using a presidential power to benefit not just his own family, but himself, because he pardoned for any crime that Hunter may have committed over a decade, including crimes that some feel the president himself is implicated in.
Yeah, and that's really the real problem, Sean. But why did they do that now? Why not wait until the last day when he's walking out? Well, there's a timing reason that has to do with the courts.
And what they feared was that he would be officially convicted, also that he would have a hard sentence that would have to be set aside. He didn't want any of that. These sentences come with reports that are often very embarrassing that might refer to some of the other allegations against him. All of that was avoided by doing this.
So it's all self-serving. It's all about Joe. It's all about protecting the Biden crime family so that they can continue what they have been doing. Of course, they don't have a whole lot of leverage now because they can't use Joe's name, which is the only product they've been selling for all these years. They have to figure out some other con that they can work on us. Turley says that there's a brand new cottage industry in Washington, D.C. This is truly funny. Usually at this time of the political cycle, people are angling for tickets to the best of the inaugural balls, right? You got the brand new tuxedo. My wife has this gorgeous dress. Let's go to the best of all the inaugural balls. Turley says there's a brand new gig in town.
The new rage item this season is a pardon. I mean, everyone seems to want to be put on the naughty list. I mean, you are nobody in D.C. unless you're on that list. Usually around this time, people are fighting to get on the inaugural ball list. But we have people, including Bill Clinton, saying, well, how about Hillary? And you're talking about some pundits are saying you should give thousands of pardons, whole categories of people.
Well, you had 1,500 yesterday, Jonathan, so perhaps they're on the way.
And part of those 1,500 included a convicted pedophile that had over 4,700 photographs of children engaged in various sexual acts with adults. They were being tortured with child abuse, and a New York judge who accepted $2 million in bribes to put black kids in jail.
Yeah.
Just outrageous.
They're pardoned.
They're pardoned.
Now, about the pedophile, every single time a pedophile has come in front of the folks down in Annapolis, they have told these committees, I can't be, quote, reformed. I can't be, quote, cured. I'm wired wrong. Yep. You let me out, I'm going to go back and do it again. So
90%,
that's what Joe Biden has done here.
90% recidivism rate for pedophilia and the pedophiles. And he has just let one of the worst in history go yesterday.
Yep.
Just outrageous, evil, sick, deranged man. Unfortunately, he's our president for the next 38 days. Stay tuned. Andrew Langer sitting in for Kim Klasick, who had a scheduled day off today. And then we're back Monday morning, bright and early, at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you then. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
See you Monday.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.